A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
With Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly Talk Radio Roundup here with a distinguished group of personalities, including Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Jones is here with us from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden from Radio America. And Doug Steffen from points north, south, east, and west. We go through our list of the items, the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 4th to the 8th. So, the big stories, it's the same kind of, I don't mean this in a negative sense, but it is sort of, I think the only thing that's breathing life into the election story is the fact that Michael Bloomberg appears to be shaking. You got to know that if the Huffington Post says that he ought not to be president, then he probably should be president. Then we have the impeachment.
Well, Doug, I got to ask you a question. Hi, it's Rick.
Hi,
and
Rick. Is that Rick? Is that really you? Not an impersonator, but the real
unbelievable
Rick Jensen. Very good.
So you have had positive things about Michael Bloomberg to say in the past, and I'm wondering how the media would treat his comments about China, saying Xi Jinping is no dictator, and the Communist Party is swell because they listen to their people. Now, we know how the media treats Trump when he talks
really
about
say
dictators
it
that way.
Did he say they were swell? What did he say?
No, he didn't use the word swell. But no, he did say that Xi
is
not a dictator.
He should have. That would have made it better.
It would have, yeah. And he did say the Communist Party, quote, listens to the public. So I'm just wondering how the media might treat that, though.
Well, I don't have an answer to that because I obviously am not in the news media. I'm not interested in being in the news media. I take some of the work that they have and it makes for good conversation. There's a lot of controversy everywhere. It doesn't make a difference where you go, whether it's Ukraine or whether it's Russia or whether it's China. I don't trust the Chinese. I don't like doing business with them. I think they're out to screw everybody that they can, and whoever they can't screw, the Russians are going to, and that's just kind of the way it is in international politics. What I like about Bloomberg is that he has shown the ability to be able to bridge the gaps between people who may or may not like each other or want to really do business with each other, but they have to. The modern reality is, and this is not an excuse, it just is, as much as I don't like it and I don't want to do business with the Chinese myself, and I stay away from Chinese products, but the bottom line is it's very difficult to be successful in this world in terms of marketing and selling things if you can't get into the Chinese market. They are not to be. I think they're cheats, crooks, liars, but that's, you got to deal with sometimes cheats, crooks, and liars.
I have a lot of listeners who also agree with you about, pardon me, I just want to throw this in about not buying a Chinese product, especially if it's something that goes into your mouth. I buy my plastic Go cup from a company in Pennsylvania. I have a lot of listeners who don't trust Chinese manufacturers just like
for
that.
For good reason.
We know.
For good reason. Yeah, absolutely. Right. All right, Jennifer, you were about to pop in.
Yeah,
on this.
I think that it's an interesting conversation to have about Mike Bloomberg. But the question is, does Mike Bloomberg have a path forward in this primary? And it, you know, at this late date, now we're in November of 2019. Is
Can
it
I
almost
ask you whether Hillary Clinton would have a path forward or Michelle Obama? Would she have a path forward if they jumped in at this point?
It's the same question. I'm telling you, the reason why is that that they are already off the, I mean, they're really out of the race for Iowa. They're out of the race really for New Hampshire. That's why the indication that Mike Bloomberg's running is because he filed to be on the ballot in Alabama. So while it's interesting to talk about the potential of a Bloomberg run and the fact that he would have to, I mean, he'd literally have to spend a lot of money, and he's got it.
Got
so
a lot
he could
of money.
If he's really serious about it.
$100 million to get elected to mayor of New York, he can spend the dough.
Because the stipulations to get into the debates are getting higher and higher. He's going to have to spend a lot of cash in the coming weeks if he wants to even make the December debate.
Steyer
probably
has.
Won't make the... Yeah, Steyer has, but I mean, how much money has he
but
spent?
But nobody knows who he is and doesn't make any difference
right.
at this point.
And he's also kind of paid for placement almost. So I think I think that Mike Bloomberg, and I actually said it, I think, a year ago, when people were talking about, okay, as a Trump supporter, who do you think has got the best chance to beat him? And I have always said, I think Mike Bloomberg has a solid chance of doing that. But I actually amend that statement now because I think maybe he waited too long.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
I think it might be trouble for him.
For all of you, the essence of our system. And if a year away from the election, somebody decides to get in and they don't have a chance because of electioneering, election politics, party politics, whatever you want to call it, isn't it time for a change? When you look at what's happening in Britain, they have an election in 4 weeks. The Canadians have elections without a lot of advance work. If we can't muster up, or somebody like Bloomberg, who has the panache, the style, the knowledge, the ability, if he can't make it work in the system in a year, then we got a pretty sick system.
He's got a lot. I mean, he's very well known on the coast. So you have to remember where you're from because you know him because you live on the East Coast. He has a lot of work to do in the middle of the country. He even has a lot of work to do on the West Coast. You have to remember people have already started to put their candidates, you know, okay, I'm going to be a Biden person. I'm going to be a Warren person.
Yeah.
And the question is, does he have enough notoriety to actually make people switch?
It's a broader question. It's about anybody stepping in, anybody with $50 billion and name recognition, because he is known in Wisconsin. He's known in Detroit.
Sure, people know Bloomberg
everywhere.
They know, and they have the capability to learn about him. There are a lot of news outlets. They can learn about him. They can learn about him fast, and they watch TV. But the way the system is set up right now, and the number of interests that there are, including financial interests, in keeping this unbelievable megalith going of basically a four-year campaign. No, it's very difficult for somebody to have a chance coming in late. We live in a four-year campaign cycle, and that's the way it is.
I don't have to like it. I don't have to give into it. I think that I would do whatever I could under the circumstances if he became a real candidate to tell people what I thought about him and why I think he's a good candidate. Whether people like McFadden will say, well, he wants to control everybody's lives because of the size of the sugary drink you drink, or whatever. Jennifer, you've come up with some of those things that...
I fundamentally disagree with him on climate change and on gun control. And so for him to paint himself as a moderate...
But isn't he honestly? Yeah, okay. So if you have a choice, really and truly, it isn't about Trump and his ability to govern. Well, Trump and his ideas. It's about Trump and his personality. And this is what gets everybody all worked up. It isn't that he can't or hasn't done good things, because he's done a lot of good things. But people can't deal, nor should they really have to, I guess, and from my perspective, with all of the dumb crap that he throws out there that's not presidential. I just, you know, when you come up with an idea of who's presidential and you put the two of them next to each other, who looks, who acts,
who sounds... I voted for him because of it. to be honest. I voted for because of it, and I'll tell you why. He disrupted things, and he actually put a stop to the backslide of the Republican Party. Republicans had no backbone before Trump. They let Democrats and identity politics run over them. And so if it takes an imperfect vessel like President Trump to bring some backbone back into the Republican Party, more power to him.
But there's no
Done. Let me ask you a question. This is not from any particular bent. Where is the backbone in a Republican Party that is lockstep in a man that you know they speak privately, they despise for his personal habits, and they don't agree with on his foreign policy, and they don't agree with on a number of his internal policies, but they do not dare say so because they will be shamed on social media and they're afraid of losing their jobs. Where is
Victoria,
the backbone
you know that
in
that's
that?
Not true, and we have
it
an example.
True.
No,
it's
we have an example.
True.
Victoria, we have an example of where that's not true from just a couple of months ago, and that's with his decision to pull out of Syria. You had people like me going, ooh, I don't know if that's the best decision. You had people like Lindsey Graham. You had the Senate actually passing resolutions against the president. So it is not true that Republicans are not standing up against him.
I think backbone is, that's an interesting phrase, an interesting idea, an interesting position. It is the backbone of the parties, either of them, has been weakened a lot by social media, some of the personalities that have gained an upper hand. The backbone has been weakened by all of the corruption, the campaign financing. It's a whole myriad of things that that play into this. Good conversation, ladies. Thank you. And I'm not keeping you out of the good conversation part of it, Rick. It's 18 past.
No, but I would like, go ahead.
Keep him out.
No.
Well,
well
I got to compliment Jen because
it's
at no
the
point
ladies.
Did she...
It's like the ladies at the golf course. We get to tee off.
Go ahead. What'd you say, Rick? Go ahead. Give us a quickie.
A compliment Jen. At no point during all this debate did she say, okay, boomer.
that's for later in the... We'll have to get to that. Let's do that when
we
continue
on. But then we can cancel her back.
Yeah, well, she's going to go do her morning radio program in Los Angeles, so she won't be able to defend herself. But I want to do that okay boomer thing. It was 18 after the hour. Calitrin has been the heart of weight loss, the soul of weight loss. It is the healthiest weight loss program in America. That's a big statement for me to make, but I know because I've used it. Weight loss, lose the weight. I don't have a real weight problem, but I gain weight during this time of year. From my birthday, from a couple of days ago to Thanksgiving, to the Christmas parties, to Christmas. Was that a happy birthday? Thank you very much, Victoria. First of the year, we can go to Valentine's Day if you want. Eat, 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 sweet, sweet, sweets, and you gain the weight. So if you start now to keep yourself on the straight and narrow, then you won't gain the weight. No stomach upset. There's nothing unhealthy about Calitrin. Calotren. All natural ingredients. As a matter of fact, the main ingredient is collagen protein, which has been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. So let's get to the success story of you by you getting on to Calitrin and shedding those pounds. Go to Calitrin.com, Calotren. See how the program works? Just one set of capsules. You take four before you go to bed. That's it. It does the work. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV and save fabulous amounts. They always have a great story. You stay healthy. Calitrin.com. Get the best deal by using the code DJV. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally There's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curelin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curelin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N.net, code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stride Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now time to continue here on our Talk Radio Review. Every week we go through some of the items on the charts that are prepared by Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk industry, with radio professionals Rich McFadden is here, Ops Guy at Radio America, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, and joined also by Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria wants to talk about this boomer thing. So I have a Wikipedia definition. You ready?
Okay.
Boomer is a dismissive retort often used to disregard or mock baby boomers. And I would tell you, those of you who are listening, each one of us are baby boomers. So
just by
anyway.
The skin of my teeth.
Yeah, well, sorry, you made it.
I'm still
like anybody who's perceived to be old-fashioned, so we're out of touch, apparently, according to the definition, which I find extraordinarily offensive.
So,
and anybody who'd use that in my face would have, I'd have my finger right back in their face.
Explain the OK Boomer story to me, because I'm unaware.
Well, all right, Victoria, you wanted this time, so you take help yourself.
I want this time. Well, I came across it on BuzzFeed, which I read at night before I go to bed because I do the quizzes about, you know, what
mythical
animal.
Not a right
yourself to sleep.
Well, no, no, things like what mythical animal was I in a past life, and it's usually something like a griffin or a phoenix, things like that. And I came across a series of stories about OK Boomer. I thought, oh, what's that? But it doesn't sound very nice. And they were all derogatory about boomers. It was very interesting. I thought, okay, there's a generational war. Bring it on. And it's not just millennials. It's not just Gen Xers. And it's Gen Zers. And apparently whatever the next one's going to be, I guess they'll go back to Gen A. They'll have to start again. Mm. Everybody is against boomers, apparently because boomers ruined everything. Mm. And basically, you don't have to have done anything, but you just say, okay, boomer, and you're dismissed. And there's no way back from that because it's so dismissive and they turn away that there's no way back. But where it's so derogatory is that, of course, all boomers are placed in the same basket. And there are poor boomers, there are black, white, Hispanic boomers, there are rich boomers, there are female boomers, male boomers. Not every boomer was involved in the various decisions that have actually, in some
it's
cases,
so, it's like everything
about,
else
it's
in
so
the modern media.
I experienced this this week.
It's not even
when,
media.
How?
It's in the culture.
I'd have, and if it were you and me, Richie, I'd have one response begins, it's two words, one begins with F and the other with U.
Definitely, you can do that, and that's effective. But then you're just contributing to the rudeness.
Yeah, who are they?
It's facts. Well, it's facts. You just need to lay out the facts. And if you can back up your side of the story, you win every time.
You've already been dismissed, and they're not listening.
Don't care. Don't care.
Right.
On
they're
Facebook this
anymore,
week,
Mike said, "Okay, boomer." Yeah. The thing is, we as boomers had a similar ageism insult. It was, okay, old man. Same thing.
Sure. Exactly.
Yeah,
same
it
thing.
Happens every time.
But it goes along with the cancel culture, which is incredibly cruel. And President Obama spoke about it, and I think suddenly a lot of people who didn't know about it learned about it, and Ann Coulter astonishingly agreed with him, which is and is happening in schools
and
universities.
And why do we care what Ann Coulter says?
Because it was astonishing that she agreed with Barack Obama.
Yeah,
that's the only reason we
in the world for one reason only, and that's to promote Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter. But the cancel culture is you say what you just said, and I didn't like it. And it could be something very small, and I'm sitting in class with you, and I turn around and say, you're canceled. And suddenly on all social media, at lunch, you're canceled and all my friends cancel you and you cease to exist as a human being.
I would say that if you have friends that,
only
that
if
all
you
it takes
them.
For, I wouldn't say that they were your friends.
Not as easy as that.
Under that circumstance. All right, Victoria, hold on, Rick, Rich, and Doug, as we continue on the Talk Radio Review for this week.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizamitsu.
Lowe's started when two GIs returned from World War II. Today, we proudly employ nearly 20,000 veterans. We don't only honor our veterans on Veterans Day, we honor our military every day. Over the past 5 years, Lowe's military discounts saved military families nearly $4 billion. And through our home program, we partner with the USO, Operation Finally Home, and AMVETS to provide services to better the lives of our country's bravest. Go to Lowe's.com/military to learn more.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the first full week of November. It's the Talk Radio Review. Every week we get together, a group of us that are professionals in the talk radio field, News Talk Radio, Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America in Washington. Yes, we're all elitists from the East Coast going through all this. I'm Doug Steffen, happen to be in Massachusetts. Well, when I'm not here, I'm in California. I'm not an elitist. What are you going to
do? No, I wasn't an elitist, but now I live in a blue state, so I guess that
yes,
makes me an elitist now.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, blue, buddy. That right. must yeah. be. What are you doing about that?
I left Maryland because it was blue and went to Virginia because it was red, and that's where my... Mm-hmm. wife lived.
That sure changed this past week, didn't it?
And then by the way, Doug,
I'm offended. We are the Mid-Atlantic region, okay? All right,
yes.
We're different.
Excuse me.
Right. There you go.
It's with the Mid-Atlantic here.
We don't have in the top ten
an election story per se about the elections this past week, but why don't we spend a moment on it? Rick, you started it, so go through it.
What, in Virginia?
I thought the results anyway. We had some significant, like the Framingham election split. The city council is now split. This is the town where I live in Massachusetts. Council split just like the rest of the country. It's five
okay,
votes
so
for
I
one.
Thought some
right.
Real ironies happened here. For example, there were interviews with people who had voted in Virginia against Trump because of Trump's language and the things he says about people. It's horrible. So they had the election, and now they still have blackface governor, blackface the attorney general, and the
rapist.
Lieutenant governor who's being accused of rape. They're still in Virginia, aren't they? Which I found to be amazingly ironic. And yet, also, remember the woman who flipped off the president?
She won
an election.
Yeah.
She won an election there, I know.
Yeah, because she flipped off the president.
Because he's such a dictator and wouldn't let that happen. So, I mean...
Well, you can't really stop her when she's on a bike and she's already done it.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But
in this country.
In the Washington suburbs, basically it's a government town. And the government employees run this town. And that's mm-hmm. the way this, and the
well,
government
it's the same
is growing
in Los Angeles,
growing,
Richie,
growing.
With the entertainment business. Nothing. Everything in Washington is connected to politics and government. Every business, everybody that lives there, and Los Angeles, it's
my neighborhood,
the same
you
only
can't
the entertainment.
Swing a dead cat without hitting some kind of consultant or government contractor.
Right, exactly.
Or
and that's
government
the same
employee.
In L.A., and there are probably not two cities like that anywhere else, at least in our country, that are so run by one circumstance. All right.
And to circle it back around, because of that, WTOP is the biggest, largest billing radio station
in the country.
In the country.
Huge.
Yep.
Makes more money than any radio station in the country because it gets those government dollars.
Yep.
Government contractor dollars.
Contractor dollars. Yep.
And there's even a federal news radio in this town.
Right.
Right.
Yep. And maybe 800 people listen to it, but it's the 800 people they need
make
to listen to it. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. And the buys are made both on WTOP and WFED. It's the same. It's the same buy, basically.
Yep.
Okay.
And C-SPAN radio is you know matters in this town. If you're on C-SPAN radio, you know this. It's because a lot of our listeners are like, C-SPAN radio. That's cool. I mean, you know, we love the radio station we're listening to right now, but we understand why C-SPAN radio is important.
One of the stations
C-SPAN.
That's carrying this program is Wonk. In Washington, which is another station that's coming up the pipe pretty quickly.
Yes.
The real call letters are not W, O, and K. I forget what the call letters are, but it's called Wonk Radio. And they're...
policy wonks,
that's policy wonks.
Yes, that's all their topics.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So, OK Boomer was number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. Their research indicates number 9, discussion of health care. Number 8... A new strain of HIV has been discovered. That's been lost in the dust. Should be a conversation, though. ABC and the Epstein case. This is pretty interesting because a woman who is a reporter once again forgot, or maybe she did. Maybe she did it on purpose because she knew the mic was on and she wanted to get
Amy Robach
sort of back. Yeah.
Yes.
She accuses ABC News of burying the expose on Mr. Epstein, or Epstein, however you want to pronounce his name, who's still dead. Because the people in the royal family, somebody called from England and said, you better not do that. And so they
Alan
waffled.
Alan Dershowitz threatened.
He did on behalf of the royal family?
No, on behalf of themselves.
In addition to.
Oh, in addition to. Okay, all right, got it. And so there's, I haven't heard his name in this before. Is he?
He's caught up
One
in
of the men. He's one of the men. Yes.
Well, I didn't know that. I knew it was Prince Andrew and a bunch of others, but and Clinton isn't going to come out of this very well either. Okay.
Clinton is alleged to have been there, but not one of the men. But Dershowitz is alleged to have been there. Well, we don't know whether he watched. We know he was. He is alleged to have been there. Dershowitz is one of the men alleged to have been serviced.
Really?
No, Clinton's. There's many stories of Clinton being.
I know, but I'm saying in this instance, Clinton is alleged to have been there.
That's a service-based economy, after all.
He was just watching.
No.
Mormons and the fear of being in Mexico. This is something, by the way, this by the number on this is number six, the murder in Mexico. I was looking at a story of these families from our country burying the nine women and children that were basically slaughtered along the border. And what I guess I'm trying to figure out what the fear is here, other than if you're a Mormon, you better stay the hell out of Mexico.
Or if you're you ought to stay the hell out of Mexico.
Well, that may be as true as well, yeah.
Especially driving in a rural area like they were in a...
middle of nowhere.
Big old suburban.
They were in a convoy. They were trying to get somewhere.
Out.
Right.
Well, some of them were, one of them was moving to North Dakota, but they were trying to get, some of these people had lived there for 20, 40 years, and they were actually on, a sort of truce terms with one of the local cartels who they sold gas to, and the cartel changed their tires. And in fact, after the shooting and the explosions, one of the local cartels, some of the members came with them to the scene. So there was a sort of truce, but the family have a slightly different account from the government account of what might have happened. They say that it was not total wreckage. They say that it looked to them as though checkbooks and things have been rifled through. So they think that the victims did not necessarily die in a fiery conflagration, but that they may have been searched and massacred.
Mm. Yeah, well, but to what end, and why were they there? And just the Americans, stay out of Mexico. That's basically the bottom line. Just don't go there. Don't support the government. Don't support what the lifestyle is like there. Just don't go there. End of story.
Meanwhile, this is the reason that Mexicans want to come here.
Yeah,
it's because of this.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
We, no jobs. And
if we were smart, we'd be figuring out how to tell the Chinese, straighten up your own backyard there, pal, or you don't get anything more from us. So we talked already about the China business. Number five is the withdrawal from the Paris Peace Accord. No news there. They've been talking about that for months and years. That'll, as soon as Trump's out of office, it'll go right back to where it was. Speaking of Trump, number three, tax returns. I don't get why at this point, everybody knows he doesn't want to, and he's not going to if he doesn't have to.
Because they can keep him from running next time if they get something on him.
Mm-hmm.
That's all of this is to try and keep him from being on the ticket next time.
Mm-hmm.
They know they're not going to be able to stop him now, but how can we keep him? What bombshell can we find that keeps him from being eligible to run next time?
Uh-huh.
Keep digging.
Shouldn't be so. Yeah, right, exactly. So, with the impeachment, which is number one this week, the Democrats have subpoenaed White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney in the probe. They're demanding his testimony, but aren't they going to just say, sorry, no? Well, why?
Of course.
Correct.
And the Democrats would expect that. That is one person, acting Chief of Staff, that's one person they would expect to flout the subpoena, because that actually is somebody who gives counsel to the president. Some of the other people are kind of iffy to flout the subpoenas, but Mulvaney really is giving counsel to the president, so not surprising.
44 past the hour, the talk radio review for this week. Here's something that delivers, a product that works, and people who have used power swabs we'll be happy to tell you about how well it delivers. It's a viable, long-term way to take care of the whitening and brightening of your teeth. So if you are interested in applying something to your teeth to make them whiter, if you're a smoker, or if you have had a lot of wine or tea or coffee, or whatever may be the case, if your teeth are stained and yellow, the ingredients in this product have been clinically studied. It's an all-natural tooth detergent combined with a whitening agent, and it lightens the stains in your teeth. Starts in 5 minutes. A couple of shades each time you use it. It's fabulous. No matter what the color is right now, you want a white smile, don't you? That's a nice way for people to look at you and say, oh, wow, what a nice bright smile you have. So snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile. In 5 minutes, you'll see things changing. You do it every 5, 6, or 7 days. Power swabs guaranteed to remove the stains and keep your teeth safe. That's something the others can't tell you. It may remove the stains, but they eat away at the enamel. Your natural teeth you can service, cap service, you can service the veneers if you have them. Call 800-208-1797. I think I've convinced you to do this. You've heard me talking about this for years. I've been talking about this product for 8 years on the radio. 50% off the retail price with the DJB code when you call 800-208-1797. And by the way, if I've been talking about it on the air for 8 years, it must work. So help yourself to a way to guarantee that white smile. It's 800-208-1797 with the DJB code that'll bring you success. The stories list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the week of November 4th to the 8th, sees the OK Boomer meme of some significance. Number 10, number 9, healthcare reform. Number 8, a new strain of HIV has been discovered. Will it affect or impact you? ABC News and the focus on the Epstein case. Number 6, the murders in Mexico. And that deals and connects to immigration reform, as you might expect. Number 5, the official withdrawal from the Paris Climate Change Accord. Number 4, our relationship with China, how it's affecting the economy, etc. Number 3, the scandal, if that's what it is. I don't know whether it's a scandal or not. Trump and his tax returns, is he going to produce them or not? Number 2, the election results in this past week around the country, local elections, and look forward to 2020. And impeachment was number 1 this week, as it has been the last 3 or 4, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. Owning a home makes Americans happier by giving them the power to build personal wealth and make valuable memories, according to the latest Homebuyer Insights report from Bank of America. In fact, 83% wouldn't go back to renting. Furthermore, the majority of homeowners believe that buying a home is the best decision they've ever made, and 79% believe becoming a homeowner has made them a better person. Helani Kerr, Retail Sales Executive for Consumer Lending at Bank of America.
The latest Homebuyer Insights report reinforces what we always knew. Owning a home allows us to build wealth, create memories, and it just makes people happy. Most homeowners credit that happiness to the emotional attachment they have to their home. Interestingly, they're also significantly more satisfied with their financial well-being than non-homeowners. It's no wonder Americans agree homeownership is the path towards a happier, more financially stable life.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. On the people list from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 4th to the 8th, the list has a lot of familiar names and some that are not so familiar. Amy Rohrbach is at 10. Bernie is at 9. Ms. Warren is at 8. Joe and his son Hunter at 7. Let's see. This Alexander Vindman connected to Bill Taylor and Tim Morrison. Number 6. Adam Schiff at number 5. John Bolton is 4. Mike Pence is 3. Rudy Giuliani and all of his lawyers at number 2. And Donald Trump and all his lawyers. Imagine how much the legal bills are. I think about that from time to time for guys like Giuliani. Although he's made a lot of money in the private sector, being involved with Donald Trump is not paying off too well for him, it would seem. And then Trump and his bevy of lawyers, personal lawyers, presidential lawyers, we're all here. It's the Talk Radio Review with Rick Jensen and Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, the People List, Amy Rohrbach. And number 9, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren is 8, Joe Biden and his son at 7, Bill Taylor at 6 with Alexander Vindman. Adam Schiff at 5, John Bolton at 4, Mike Pence at 3, Rudy Giuliani at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. So we've pretty much gone through the things that are new to the week and the essence of some of the stories here. There's a subtext because we are talk radio people. We tend to talk. This just didn't make the top 10, but pretty much right under the surface. Alex Jones was in court again this week. You know him, the fear-mongering theorist, conspiracy theorist who makes the rest of us look good and he looks bad. Or I don't know whether he makes us look bad. I'm not sure how to interpret his impact on talk radio. A lot of people have listened to him. I don't know if they still are. This is
no
the
relation.
Sandy Hook story. Say what?
No relation.
Oh, no, no. No, nobody's going to confuse him for being related to you. Anyway, but what do we think quickly about this? He's in court. He's losing. He's going to have to pay a lot. Is this a warning to other talk radio hosts not to do the crazy stuff that he does? We used to be able to do a lot of crazy stuff.
Kill all the lawyers. Can't say anything anymore, especially crazy stuff like him.
Yeah, okay. So that may be the... It is the lawyers who are the ones that are making it here, and as in...
There used to be freedom of speech in this country, no matter how crazy you were.
Yep, not anymore. You're right about that. Yeah, that's the sad truth of it all, Richie. That impacts us all, and it caps this discussion. Thank you, one and all. 10 before the hour.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that Balance of Nature works.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Hello, Saver. At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions. You can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 co-pay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 53 after the hour. Time for our weekly Tech Talk review of the top five items on the list this week, according to research Victoria Keelan comes up with. So we'll start at number 5. As you do, makes a lot of sense, right? Go from 5 to 1. Mm-hmm. Number 5 has to do with grocery delivery and Amazon. Here they are getting into that game, Victoria.
That's true. Amazon has announced that its Amazon Fresh service, which is their home delivery service for groceries from local warehouses across the country, that's now going to be free for all Prime customers. In the past, it was $15 a month to keep in with that service on top of the $119 a year that you pay for Prime membership. So Amazon says that they're also, in addition to taking away that $14.99 fee, they're also going to be speeding up delivery times. They're offering one and two 2-hour delivery option windows in most Amazon Fresh cities, which is a really cool thing. Amazon also made Whole Foods Market delivery available from Amazon.com or through the app. Now, the reason they're doing this is because they have a lot of competition. Walmart now delivers right into your kitchen. We know that Instacart, Express Shoppers, they pay $99 a year, and they get free delivery for all grocery orders over $35. Peapod Shoppers, same deal. So Amazon really needed to step it up to, and even Target's doing grocery delivery. So Amazon definitely needed to step it up to stay relevant in that world there of grocery delivery services, which is kind of like the big story of the year, really.
Number four, NBC Universal is going to do something that some of the other streaming services are not doing.
Yeah, NBC Universal's upcoming streaming service is called Peacock because, of course, the NBC logo is a peacock. And so what they're thinking about doing, they own Comcast. They're thinking about maybe offering Peacock free, but you will have to sit through some ads. So they call it ad-supported. It's similar to how Hulu was in its earliest days. You didn't have to pay for Hulu, but you did have to sit through the ads. So Peacock is not launching until next April. I think they're maybe still tweaking some things. They've got some new NBC series that are coming out. Punky Brewster, they're doing a reboot. Battlestar Galactica, which was a sci-fi nerd show, they're going to bring that back. And they have, of course, The Office. That leaves Netflix in 2021. That's going to be their biggest property. So we'll see where it goes. But all the streaming services, I think, are still going to try to figure out how to get everybody on board since there are so many options at this point.
Number three is a focus on Microsoft and what they're doing with their workforce.
Microsoft did something kind of cool. In Japan, they tested out a theory that if you work only 4 days a week and you have a 3-day weekend, that productivity might go up. And it turns out they were correct. Productivity in this company where they tested this out, they had basically every Friday the office was closed. So you had Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They worked from Monday through Thursday, and productivity went up 40% compared to the same period the previous year. So the effects, they say, were widespread. More than 90% of Microsoft's 2,280 employees in Japan who took part in this said that they were impacted positively. So this might actually start to spread. Japan usually starts with these weird kind of, or what we think are a little bit offbeat,
yeah,
with
off-kilter.
with working conditions, but you never know, it might spread.
Number two.
This is something that's really interesting. We all know you should never repeat a password twice on any two different accounts. The reason for that, all these accounts get hacked. They're all suffering from data breaches. If someone gets one password from one account, they're going to try it in every other account and probably gain access to your stuff. So the new guidelines are, don't worry about all the confusing numbers and characters and capital letters and lowercase letters. Just use phrases instead. And maybe the easiest thing is to just use a few lines from your favorite movies. So if you have just a phrase, that's actually going to be long enough to give you a very secure password, and it's easy to remember. So everyone needs to kind of, like, calm down a little bit. People are freaking out over their password security. Just use some phrases that you can remember, and you'll be fine.
Easy. Number one, a couple of former Twitter employees have been charged with being bad guys.
This is a story that actually sort of developed almost every day this week. Something new came out. Two former Twitter employees have been charged with spying on user accounts on behalf of the Saudi Arabian government. Fun. The Justice Department announced the charges after one of the former employees was arrested. His name was Ahmad Abu Amo. He was charged with spying on three Twitter accounts on behalf of the Saudi government. Another former employee was charged with accessing data on more than 6,000 Twitter accounts, including one tied to a confidant of the murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi. A third man, prosecutors said, acted as an intermediary between the employees and the Saudi government. He was also charged, but they still have not found him. And, of course, this is all tied back to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. So these are our friends.
There you go. Are they?
Since I don't know.
Not mine. At 59 past the hour, Doug Stephan, Victoria Keelan here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding...
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Backbone and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
And the whistleblower. All eyes will be on Chief Justice John Roberts when the Supreme Court hears arguments Tuesday in an important immigration case. At issue is the administration's plan to end legal protections that shield some 660,000 immigrants from deportation. Prices at the pump are holding steady, and in fact, fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says they might go down soon. Lundberg says a number of factors combined to keep gas prices essentially unchanged over the past 2 weeks at $2.69 a gallon.
Crude oil prices moved up a tiny, tiny amount during the 2 weeks, but refiners and retailers did not pass through any significant price hike to consumers. In fact, they will probably be chasing sales of gasoline even more as November and December unfold.
In an effort to calm his country after weeks of unrest over a disputed election he had claimed to win, Bolivian President Evo Morales resigned today. He made the announcement hours after the Organization of American States called for a new presidential election, citing irregularities in the October 20th vote. And exit polls in Romania suggest that a runoff is going to be needed November 24th in the presidential contest. SRN News.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Voters in Spain returned to the polls for a fourth general election in as many years after previous winners were unable to form coalitions, the vote being overshadowed by unrest in Catalonia and the rise of the far-right Vox Party. Spaniards are hoping for a unity government this time.
The main thing that they hope is that there will be some kind of initiative by the parties after this election to try and unblock this stalemate, which has lasted 6 months now. That seems to be the priority for voters. Many voters, I think particularly on the left, were very frustrated and rather angry after the April election when the socialists and the Podemos party to their left failed to reach an agreement, even though the socialists had won the election.
That's the BBC's Guy Hedgeko. Police in Hong Kong shot a protester as demonstrators blocked subway lines and roads during the Monday morning commute. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A growing number of people, including Republican allies, are lobbying Texas Governor Greg Abbott to call off an execution set for later this month.
Demonstrators outside the governor's mansion in Austin, Texas, call on Texas Governor Greg Abbott to stop the November 20th execution of Rodney Reed, convicted of rape and murder, and the 1996 death of Stacy Stiles. His brother, Roderick Reed, calls on Abbott to...
Honestly, just look at the evidence. Look at the evidence. Look at the testimonies. And then put yourself... in his shoes.
Rodney Reed has long maintained Stiles was killed by her fiancé, former police officer Jimmy Fennell, who was angry because she was having an affair with Reed, who is black.
That is Tim McGuire reporting. Healthcare provider Kaiser Permanente's chairman and CEO Bernard Tyson died unexpectedly. He was 60. He was the first African-American to head the company as CEO when he took the position in 2013. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
Go with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The weekly Talk Radio Countdown show is on the air right now. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the list, the stories, top 10 stories of the week, the top 10 list for the people that have been most discussed according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list every week at talkers.com with lots of other stories about what's going on in the news talk radio world, the news talk radio business. It is a business. It's fun. It's exciting. Colorful people. Alex Jones is in court and he's losing. How about that? That's a sub story, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, because we do talk about the personalities as well as the issues in the stories. I don't know if anything more needs to be said other than that, Michael. What do you think?
I think you said a lot.
I did. Thank you.
So what should I do?
I think you should go into the stories, the top 10 stories of the week. I think that would be a fabulous thing for you to do.
Okay, Boomer, I will. At number 10.
We're going to do that. That's you and me. If you're going to do that, I'm putting my finger right on your nose. Right on your nose.
Oh. At number 10, we have the OK Boomer meme. And we could talk about that as we go through this. At number 9, we have health care reform, race relations, and gun control. At number 8, a new strain of HIV has been discovered. But don't panic. It ain't the end of the world. At number 7, ABC News, Epstein case allegations. That's a big story. At number 6, we have the Mormon family murder in Mexico, and that's tied with immigration reform, and they are connected. At number 5, U.S. official withdrawal from the Paris Accord, and that's tied into climate change. Both of those are at number 5. At number 4, we have U.S.-China relations, and that's tied with the economy, and they are connected at number 4. At number 3, the Trump tax returns ruling. At number 2, Tuesday's elections and the 2020 presidential race. So we have the 2019 and 2020 elections at number 2. And at number 1, we have a tie between two topics that have been there for about 3 or 4 weeks now, and they are connected, the impeachment process and the Ukraine affair. On our people survey, at number 10, we have Amy Robach and Virginia Roberts Giuffre. At number 9, Bernie Sanders. At number 8, Elizabeth Warren. Joe and Hunter Biden are at number 7. At number 6, we have Alexander Vindman, Bill Taylor, and Tim Morrison. Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi are tied at 5. John Bolton is at 4. Mike Pence and Jennifer Williams at 3. Rudy Giuliani at 2. Donald Trump is at number 1. Wild week in the wilderness.
Did you see all of the lawyers that Giuliani hired?
Are you there?
Every once in a while I'm going to cough. I've had bacterial pneumonia this week.
Ooh. What is bacterial pneumonia?
When bacteria get into your lungs and they don't get out. Your immune system needs to be working at a pluperfect way to get this stuff out of your lungs. It's something that happens in my case. I was at my niece's wedding last weekend and somebody sneezed right in my face.
Oh,
and that sort of, who knows what that person had inside his body, but this came down about 3 days after that. So
you sound good. Do you feel lousy?
Yeah, no, I feel great. I felt terrible in the middle of the week. I took one morning and didn't show up until a couple hours after the program started, and I went to bed at 8 o'clock. And you know, it got to the point. You know, I don't believe much in popular medicine and the term. You know, taking drugs and stuff, but for this, I needed drugs. They call it a Z-Pack, something that is done to fight the bacterial infection, get rid of the I don't want to get too into the weeds here, but you're going to have a lot of yuckabungas coming up when you're cleaning up Mucinex and then things like that, and then get it all out of your system. But it's ugly. Not much fun, actually.
Unfortunate. Wow.
Yes, it is.
That.
All right, so we're moving into, I want to, if you wouldn't mind going with me for a minute here, number 7, 8, and 9 on the people list. All of those people, I would think, I want to know what you think, what you've heard, ought to be shaking in their boots with the late week announcement that Michael Bloomberg apparently is looking at his chances to be the Democratic nominee. What do you think of that? That'd be great conversation, won't it, for great news talk radio hosts and stations?
Well, it's certainly been a great conversation, and there's a difference between great conversation and anything that really will make a material difference. My gut feeling is that Michael Bloomberg will not resonate with either the press or the voters, and that his campaign will be a fizzled-out dud. That's just my gut feeling. I have nothing to go on other than my gut feeling. But yes, to your point, it will add another dimension to the conversation about the Democratic presidential race.
I don't agree with you, but that's okay. We don't all have to agree. Maybe it's because it's hopeful or wishful thinking on my part. I would like to see some sanity. I don't see anybody on the Democratic side other than Biden, maybe, who could actually govern and have the support of a lot of people. Certainly Elizabeth Warren doesn't hack it when it comes to actually, you know, she's there with the numbers at the moment because the people who vote in the primaries, the people who are the base, are normally on the right way right of center and on the left way left of center. So you don't really, unless you're voting in the primaries, and you ought to, you're not really getting a say in who really runs. And so that's why they come up with a lot of bonehead, even, you know, in big national politics like John Kerry. Who's going to vote for him? How did he get to the ticket? And, you know, the same, you can say the same for some of the people that run on the Republican side. So I'm hopeful about Bloomberg because I think he bring some respect and dignity and ideas, intelligence to what is otherwise on both sides a really flat, foiled field. How's that?
All right. Well, I mean, what you're saying may, you know, certainly come to fruition. I don't know what's going to happen, but I shared my gut feeling. My feeling is that people will see it as just another billionaire, actually a bigger billionaire than Trump, and hardly as colorful. So, so if you have one egotistical billionaire versus another egotistical billionaire, maybe we're better off with the one that's more entertaining.
No, I think we're better off to have somebody who had some panache and has the ability to get people together and work things
out. Well, then
out.
I have to cancel you and as my friend and can no longer talk to you.
Well, okay, so I'll do the rest of the show by myself, or you're going to do the rest of the show by yourself?
We can both do the shows by ourselves and and go stereo. I don't know.
Okay.
The fact the fact of the matter is that this is going to be interesting, and we'll see how it plays out. If in fact he runs, it's a giant maybe at this point in this conversation.
Right.
It might change over the weekend as the weekend falls. As the news falls out. So we'll see.
Yes. Plenty of other things here. You obviously want to talk about the OK Boomer meme. Because you've used that several times since we
Well, how can I resist? It's a number 10, and I'm coming on with the OK Boomer meme, and you said, will you do it? It was just a great line to say, OK Boomer.
OK Boomer!
OK Boomer is what's called a clapback. It's a nasty way of responding to somebody.
Putting people into their place, supposedly.
Yeah, if you're a millennial and some boomer says something with which you disagree, it's OK Boomer, which basically portrays boomers
disrespect.
As being out of touch and ultimately responsible for all the ills of the world. Interestingly, I'm a boomer. We used to blame the greatest generation for that. Yeah. We used to blame our parents for all the ills of the world. I guess that's just a time-honored tradition, is you blame the generation before you for the ills, and you blame the generation coming up after you as not being prepared to take on the problems. Just this goes all the way back to the ancient scrolls that they find from Egypt and beyond. This has always been an issue between the generations. So on the floor of Parliament in New Zealand, a 25-year-old legislator was making a speech about climate change, and one of the older legislators was heckling her, as they do in some of these parliamentary countries. They heckle each other when they're speaking.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She turned and looked at him and said, "Okay, boomer," and it resonated. It went viral around the world. All the millennials are thrilled. And there you have it. We have the beginning, the first major shot heard around the world of the generational war between the millennials and the boomers.
It's interesting how the Italians this past week became the first country to mandate climate change education in their schools, which was brought about by the education minister, who's a boomer. So we can back to the OK boomer. OK, here's somebody who's in touch with reality, depending on what your point of view is, I guess, with climate change. That's a big... We have that as a part of our number five item this week, right? The withdrawal from the Paris Peace...
The Paris Accord.
It's climate accord. What of significance, though? What does that really mean to those of us who live in America? What's the practical impact of that, do you think?
I guess it's symbolic. I guess it's an international declaration that consciousness raising, that there are things that we as a world of nations need to do to evolve and transition into a sustainable and renewable energy paradigm, as opposed to the oil and the noxious
fossil fuel.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah,
I answered the question. Whether it'll be effective, I don't know, but things start with raising consciousness.
Yeah, raising awareness, that sort of thing.
Right.
You're right, exactly. Maybe raising empathy for some of the places around the world that you see having impact, the climate change is having impact on things that maybe, even we'll talk about this next week in the East Coast or the Midwest, the East Coast, it's going to be as cold as it normally is the 1st of January, only for a day. But still, a lot of people say, "Oh, climate change! Look at this global warming."
Yeah, but you can't really judge global warming by any isolated, geographically isolated perspective. You have to just take the total temperature of the planet, and the average of that,
literally and figuratively,
right? Yeah. And then track it back years to since we began collecting that data, and it indicates the planet is getting warmer. Whether it's being caused by cars or whether it's being caused by other causes is what the debate is about. But I don't think there's any argument over the fact that we do have to transition to sustainable energy and clean up the planet. I mean, plastics in the ocean and toxins in our air. Understandable, but unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, agreed. Here's something we can also agree on. The fact that MyPillow is the standard, setting the standard for helpful, restful sleep. The most comfortable mattresses, mattress toppers, sheets, pillows, pillowcases. Now they've gone one step further. MyPillow introduces towels that work. Towels that actually dry you. Towels that work. Check them out along with all the other fabulous things that will help you sleep better at MyPillow.com. Buy them, save money, use the code DJV.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast, automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Horoscopically looking at what has gone on this week, these are the charts from the Bible of the talk radio industry. It's the talkers list. November 4th to the 8th is the week. The top stories are on one list, and the people who have been discussed by news talk radio professionals, listened to by the folks, the editorial staff at Talkers Magazine. So the impeachment process and what's going on there. When you, I don't know if you did any shows this week that were just regular talk radio programs. I'm having a hard time finding a new angle on this. And you? The people that are, it's going to be, this guy's in, is brought, they give him a subpoena and he says, no, I'm not going. So, what's next here? He's trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat.
Yeah,
much as showtime.
You know, I call it hearings and smearings. The thing that I find fascinating about this, particularly in my position as the publisher of a radio trade in an opinionated field, is how both sides are so, they make such a case for the rightness of their cause that if you talk to, it's like two different planets. I've never seen any issue so polarized, and it's almost as if facts don't count. So I've come to the conclusion that both sides stink.
It's good for you. Congratulations.
And I say that with a degree of levity. I hope people aren't insulted. Oh, our side doesn't stink. Get off the radio. No, both sides have large targets. If you want to find things wrong with the Democrats, and if you want to find things wrong with the Republicans, if you want to find things wrong with Donald Trump, and you want to find things wrong with all the people that are now trying to run against him, you'll find plenty wrong all the way around. So it's not like right versus wrong. It's wrong versus wrong. And that's the way I see it, and that's what I've been talking about.
Yeah. I think there was something that you said, and I'm just actually trying to find it now, that I didn't ask you about a week or two ago. I'm looking through the list, by the way. There's a fabulous list. If you go to talkers.com, see the list of Michael Harrison interviews, and Darlene Love is there. Right about that time, it was something that you did about schmoes or something, and I
quid pro schmo.
Schmo, that was it. Yeah, quid pro. So,
and it can be taken either way. A lot of people, everybody was angry. Oh, are you saying that Donald Trump is a schmo? Are you saying that the people that are criticizing him are schmoes? And again, they're all schmoes. But that's just me. I don't mean to insult anybody, but I have.
So then, don't apologize for it. You didn't mean to insult.
I'm a nice person. That's always been my weakness. My weakness as a broadcaster is that I'm a little soft-hearted.
Right.
And,
so that's really my problem, too, apparently. That's why we like each other.
I don't find you as nice as I am.
Oh, of course not. You know, I don't find you as nice as I am either.
I'm sorry to laugh at my own jokes. See, I'm apologizing
fine.
Again.
It's good.
I just am not the type of person who will come on and go, ladies and gentlemen, I'm the smartest person in the world, and I come up with an opinion on every complex issue.
We'll leave that to
world.
Alex Jones.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, these guys, their job is to have an opinion about everything instantly. And we all know the human brain is not smart enough to do that, especially when you don't have all the details.
You know, I've had every major consultant in the business working on my program at one time or another over the syndicated show the past 31 years. And they used to, early on, tell me, like Michael Packer would say, he's a consultant, most people don't know him, you got to have an opinion. And I never gave my opinion. Remember when you and I used to talk about that way back when? I didn't give an opinion. I would talk about the realities of a situation, but I didn't tell you what I thought. And everybody says, you got to have an opinion. So, and I am, by nature, fairly opinionated, pretty opinionated, and so I just became more natural and more opinionated, and so, wow, that's a lot better. I didn't ever think anybody cared what my opinion was, frankly. Maybe that's a shortage of stalwart thinking from when I was a child. So here we go, folks, a little inward retrospective here on the Talk Radio.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. One in three Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin. To help support healthy glucose levels, Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally, there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net, code DJV.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Now 34 after the hour, if you're keeping track of time. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week comes on this program to go through the stories. We talk about some of the elements of the talk radio business. I'm Doug Steffen. We've both been veterans of the talk radio wars. Don't you love that drama? Okay.
I'm a veteran of not only the talk radio wars, but the music radio
wars. Yes,
They were the same wars as the wars we have with talk.
Right. You know? So for talk radio, is it getting there was a thing you did in Talkers, I think it was last week, about ratings and sort of talk radio coming back around out of the summer. Music is more popular than talk conversation. People are not focused. Now we're focused on the election, is it? Or is it just general information? What's the, you know, if you look at the continuing focus on the power of the process, Donald Trump and the presidency and all of that sort of thing, it is somewhat repetitive, but there's a danger if we don't play the hits. If we're
I think with Trump, the hits keep changing. It would be like having the number one record be re-recorded every day with a different take, with different musicians or different lyrics. The story changes constantly. Donald Trump has changed the nature of news. So Donald Trump, take away the opinions, take away what's right and what's wrong, take away what's best for the country, and just look at it purely from the standpoint of the media's business. Donald Trump is great material, and he's been gold for the media that deals in current events. What's happening is the polarization is getting so defined that people no longer refer to it or regard it as a spectator sport. It's now becoming a blood sport. What's happening is people are, a new report from the American Psychological Association indicates that 56% of the American public is stressed out in an unhealthy way by the 2020 election. How do you like them apples?
Yeah. Well, that's why when I talk about Michael Bloomberg, there seems to be a rallying, whether it carries through or not. But here's somebody other than Trump to talk about, to focus on, or somebody other than the names we've been talking about for a year or more. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, all those names are on and have been on the people list of Talkers Magazine for the better part of a year.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is with presidential elections. Presidential elections they're a major touchstone in the long-range cycle of news talk radio and news. Yeah. Presidential elections, a four-year cycle. And now that we're always in a campaign, it never stops. So that is to be, you know, expected. But there's one thing that you should keep in mind. There is a very, very, very large segment of the population, a significant number of people, who love Donald Trump. I believe Donald Trump has the largest segment of the population of any of the names that we're mentioning who are absolutely loyal to him and love him. He has the biggest gang in the schoolyard. So it is the wrong assumption to think that the entire country is disgusted with Trump, but there's nobody.
Oh, I think you're right. Oh, yeah. I think you're absolutely right about that. Yep. No question about it. Let me ask you, this one of our colleagues, Lars Larson. You have a story about him in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com this week. He was the one, apparently, who was first to name the whistleblower.
Yeah.
And how did we know how he got that information? I didn't
ask. I told him. I'm kidding.
And I told you. So
that's right.
How I'd get around.
And Kara told you.
Yes,
so,
she did.
No, the truth of the matter is, I understand it's illegal to do that. I'm not fully educated. You should ask Steve Weisman when he's on. What is this thing about it's illegal to name whistleblowers' names? What law is that, and what are the consequences? And
good
how
idea.
Is it?
I'll ask him.
Yeah, and he'll know because he knows everything. He's
he does. He's,
I think he's artificial intelligence.
Yeah. I've told you this, Weisman. For those of you who are wondering, he's on the program pretty much every week. He's one of the few people that I've ever taught. He and I, well, like you, we've all been friends longer than we can remember how it all got put together.
Longer than our senility allows us to remember.
Yeah, right, to remember. So I have said this many times, actually, on the air to him and to others. I've never, ever asked him a question that he didn't skip a beat and have an answer that was intelligent or articulate. Never. And I can't say that for anybody. Even once in a while, you and I. Okay, so how do we approach that? But with him, it's always zam, bing, bang, boom, right to the heart of it, and with an intelligent, credible answer to a question. So,
and anybody who thinks that all lawyers are terrible people, he is the certain example of why that's not true.
Yeah.
He's also one of the nicest people I've ever met.
He's a very
good guy. He's a very, very good guy. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Can I bring
just to finish, don't lose your thought. I definitely, back to Lars Larson, I would love to have a better knowledge of what the laws around and what the ethics of revealing the name of the whistleblower mean in context. That's all.
All right. So I'm going to, that's on my notes here, law and ethics.
Right.
To ask Wiseman about it. Okay. Ethics. And Kara will remind, Kara, by the way, Kara, we refer to Kara often. Kara Schillen is the producer in the control room in our studio in Washington.
An incredible young woman.
Yes, she is. She's done a fabulous job on this program and all the other things that I do. She's become an expert in Doug Steffen. Whether that's good, bad, or indifferent remains to be seen. Number seven this week on the countdown is the this Epstein story. And my wonder out loud whether that woman really didn't know the mic was on or she really wanted this information to get out in some way, shape, or form. Those of you who are not familiar with it, either Michael, you or I can tell the story about how apparently ABC had the goods on Epstein and the management killed the story.
Yeah, she revealed it in an open mic that she didn't know about any
I'm not so sure she didn't know.
I'm not so sure either, and there's no way we'll ever know. We're not in her head. We don't know. But the point is, the information came out. It's embarrassing that ABC had the Epstein story, and now the general conjecture is that they covered it up because they didn't want their friend
pressure.
Bill Clinton. They didn't want their friend Bill Clinton to be implicated in the dirty deeds that hanging around with the.
Plus, they got a call from Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
Dershowitz was out in a whole bunch of what a can of worms. Good God.
Well, they are allegedly slime balls. You notice I use the word allegedly.
Yes, and the slime ball knew it. What's the other hearings and smearings?
That's hearings and it. Smearings, and if it were in Brooklyn, it'd be hearings and smearings.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of that.
Quid
so
pro
is there,
schmo.
So what do we talk about? How do we what's our angle? What's the News Talk Radio angle on this?
Oh, there is no angle. There is an angle. See, they're
the mainstream media people.
You
right.
see, the mainstream media is protecting Clinton.
Yeah.
They have no problem going after the Republicans, and they have no problem going after Trump and all of his dirty deeds done dirt cheap. But Clinton, they protect. That's the conservative news talk radio take on it. And maybe it's true. I'm not knocking it. Look, this is back to what I said about both sides. If the paragons of virtue are Donald Trump versus Bill Clinton, I mean, give me a guy born in Kenya. I'll take it. I'll take that any day, over these type of terrible allegations native-born American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the things that we talk about. Look at the things we dig up, from conspiracy theories to total BS to covering up things that are shocking.
Mm-hmm. Well, does Trump think he's protected by the? He's not protected by the news media, but is he protected by the party? And do enough people in the party pay no attention to those who are trying to pull him down?
My opinion is that Trump feels he is protected by his loyal base and the party that he has over a barrel because of his connection to the base. I believe that is his rationale for proceeding forward without a terrible amount of fear, although I do think in his heart of hearts Trump is a very frightened man, as are all authoritarian leaders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they're always trying to... Well, they're always looking over their shoulder, man. That's not an easy way to live.
Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown.
Ah, really? Write that one down. See if we remember that. Go to talkers.com for the complete list of the stories and the people. In a moment, we're going to find out who Michael is chatting with this week on his MH interview and what the rap is all about. Right now, my rap is on your teeth, your smile. How white is it? You want to have a product that delivers visible long-term oral care benefits without any harmful chemicals. That's why you need, that's why you want, that's why you demand a product like Power Swabs that has been studied up the wazoo, as they say. I don't think that's a clinical term, but I'm happy to apply it because it has been. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and a whitening agent that comes in a tube. You snap the tube, you swab your teeth, and in 5 minutes, those stains that you've gotten from coffee and tea and smoking and drinking and all those other bad habits, you can keep doing them, but the signs of them will disappear. 800-208-1797. That's the main connection line to Power Swabs. And you heard it right here. Get 50% off. Mention my name if you like. Get 50% off the retail price and go for it. Go get at it. Whiten your teeth. 800-208-1797. It's nice to look and feel good and feel confident about how you look. And that's what happens with a brighter, whiter smile. You get it safely with Power Swabs, the all-natural way to whiten your teeth. Get it at 800-208-1797, half price with the code DJV. On the people list from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 4th to the 8th, the list has a lot of familiar names and some that are not so familiar. Amy Rohrbach is at 10. Bernie is at 9. Ms. Warren is at 8. Joe and his son Hunter at 7. Let's see. This Alexander Vindman connected to Bill Taylor and Tim Morrison. Number 6. Adam Schiff at number 5. John Bolton is 4. Mike Pence is 3. Rudy Giuliani and all of his lawyers at number 2. And Donald Trump and all his lawyers. Imagine how much the legal bills are. I think about that from time to time for guys like Giuliani. Although he's made a lot of money in the private sector, being involved with Donald Trump is not paying off too well for him, it would seem. And then Trump and his bevy of lawyers, personal lawyers, presidential lawyers. We're all here to talk about what's going on in the news talk radio world on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is sponsored by Facebook. With the 2020 elections in the U.S. just over a year away, Facebook is announcing several new measures to help protect the democratic process and is providing an update on initiatives already underway. Facebook is taking seriously its responsibility to stop abuse and election interference on its platform. It has made significant investments since 2016 to better identify new threats, close vulnerabilities, and reduce the spread of viral misinformation and fake accounts. Robert Trainum is the head of public affairs at Facebook.
We are much, much better at combating foreign interference in the 2020 elections. The second thing is we're doing a better job of making sure that misinformation is not spread as quickly on the platform. And the third thing that we're doing is increasing transparency when it comes to political ads and what politicians will be saying on the platform.
For more information, visit newsroom.fb.com.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
The stories list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the week of November 4th to the 8th, sees the OK Boomer meme of some significance. Number 10, number 9, health care reform. Number 8, a new strain of HIV has been discovered. Will it affect or impact you? ABC News and the focus on the Epstein case. Number 6, the murders in Mexico. And that connects to immigration reform, as you might expect. Number 5, the official withdrawal from the Paris Climate Change Accord. Number 4, our relationship with China, how it's affecting the economy, etc. Number 3, the scandal, if that's what it is. I don't know whether it's a scandal or not. Trump and his tax returns, is he going to produce them or not? Number 2, the election results in this past week around the country, local elections, and look forward to 2020. and impeachment was number one this week, as it has been the last three or four, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This week, the conversation with the Michael Harrison interview, the MH interview, which you can find at mhinterview.com, also at talkers.com, with Michael Zwirling. Now, a lot of people may not know, unless you're in the business, who Michael Z is, someone that you and I both like. He's a character. So
he's an eccentric. He's an eccentric, fiercely independent radio station owner out in Santa Cruz, California,
yeah,
with whom we have a long-term friendship and relationship, and who's kind of a beacon of light for people that want to see radio stations deeply involved in their community and a platform for a bunch of interesting, colorful, crazy people.
Yeah. Well, he's not crazy, but he's
crazy, baby.
He's like those of us. I think all of us who have survived. Come on. Anybody who's survived in this world for as long as we all have to be somewhat crazy, idiosyncratic maybe, whatever it is that my daughter says, Daddy, you're so strange, and she means it lovingly. But, I mean, Carol would probably tell you, and other people that worked with me before, I'm not like everybody else, and neither are you.
Yeah, well, I think
and neither is Michael.
Right. I think all human beings are crazy. I think all human beings deal with severe mental issues to one degree or another.
Really? Really do. What's yours?
I'm not talking about me.
Everybody's got one.
I think we all deal with emotional imbalances.
I think you're right. Yeah,
and it's part of of reality to be a human.
The point, maybe what happens, and I'll tell you this from my point of view, I'm very open about this. The best therapy I've ever had and continue to have is being on the radio 5-6 days a week. That's therapy
for you. It's therapy
fabulous
for you.
Therapy. Yeah. Fabulous, you know, therapy.
Yeah, and it's a good vent for you, and many people, their jobs and their work is a release.
Yep. Absolutely, you're correct, 100% correct. Check out the MH interview, mhinterview.com. Also, the wonk thing, what do we call, what's that other thing, the Michael Harrison?
MHRAP with a W,
rap.
MHRAP.com.
Thank you, Michael.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. Owning a home makes Americans happier by giving them the power to build personal wealth and make valuable memories, according to the latest Home Buyer Insights report from Bank of America. In fact, 83% wouldn't go back to renting. Furthermore, the majority of homeowners believe that buying a home is the best decision they've ever made, and 79% believe becoming a homeowner has made them a better person. Helani Kerr, Retail Sales Executive for Consumer Lending at Bank of America.
The latest Home Buyer Insights report reinforces what we always knew. Owning a home allows us to build wealth, create memories, and it just makes people happy. Most homeowners credit that happiness to the emotional attachment they have to their home. Interestingly, they're also significantly more satisfied with their financial well-being than non-homeowners. It's no wonder Americans agree homeownership is a path towards a happier, more financially stable life.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. For me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now time for us to continue on the Talk Radio Review with conversational Steve Wiseman. I like that. Now you got a new adjective to describe you. You're not only a lawyer, college professor, you're a conversationalist. Here's conversationalist Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Okay, so we have a mission here. Michael Harrison and I were talking about you in glowing terms earlier on the countdown. And one of the things he said to me was, why don't you get Wiseman to explain why it is illegal? We were talking about Lars Larson out in Portland being the one who named the whistleblower first.
Yeah.
And so I guess we were wondering, what about the legal aspects of this, the ethical aspects of naming a whistleblower? Why is it illegal? Is he likely to be in trouble? What's the story?
You know, it's very complex as far as legally goes, particularly if it comes from someone in the media. Interestingly enough, the whistleblower's lawyers sent a cease and desist letter just this week to the president and his attorneys, indicating that his comments about the whistleblower and trying to find out the name and someone should take action, you know, were kind of like code words that put this man and his family in some real physical danger. You know, first of all, the whole focus on the whistleblower is very different than most whistleblowing situations, because in this, the whistleblower was the first person to report that the president had had what it appears to be inappropriate conversations and pressure on Ukrainian officials. Since then, in most whistleblower situations, they're the one person who has that information. In this situation, what you have has been repeated witnesses already testifying before Congress confirming this. I mean, the whistleblower is kind of sort of like in the high school catalyst. He put the thing into motion, but he's pretty irrelevant. So I think there are political aspects of the idea of disclosing who he is. But the biggest thing and the biggest reason why the laws do protect the privacy of whistleblowers is because the whole idea is to encourage people to come forward without having the possibilities of retribution. And that's why we do have provisions like that in the law. That being said, the media before has brought out names and things that otherwise would be privileged and have not been held responsible. So there's going to be it's a close call with Larson.
Well, I'm thinking as you go through that of Edward Snowden, he didn't get much of a fair shot at not. I mean, he was a whistleblower and he hasn't been protected. I mean, look at
No. Although, you know, the thing is, Snowden, he's a fascinating character because on the one hand, he really brought to light a lot of things that Americans had no idea that the government was doing that were entirely wrong. On the other hand, he turned over some of our secret codes and what we call zero-day defects, which is used in intelligence, to Russia and others. To me, that comes pretty damn close to treason. So I liked his initial message, but I didn't like what he did as far as giving up actual serious government secrets that could affect national security.
Yeah, so he went too far a little bit. But the
original
part, I was happy that he, Okay, Trump's tax returns, number three on the list this week. Tax alert, or what is the, is it legal for him? He's not required to have to put up his tax returns, right?
Well, it's a combination of things. Candidates don't have to do it. You know, while he was running, he said, well, I want to do it, I'm going to do it, but I'm under audit. Well, under audit has absolutely nothing to do with whether you can
sounded
release
good,
your tax
though.
Return.
Sounded good. It sounded good.
Yeah, it did. It sounded good, but it was just out and out false, and I think the media should have reported better on that. The claims that for his tax returns are coming from a couple of places. They're coming from investigations in New York with the Manhattan DA that have a legitimate need for these. They went to a grand jury. The grand jury asked for it. The courts.
Why do they want it? What are they going to do with it? What do they need it for?
It actually is looking into some, I think, issues regarding real estate and things that he had done in New York that may not have been proper. Yeah. And as far as the House of Representatives, the law specifically says they do have the right for oversight and to see into his tax return. So the law is pretty much on the side of those wanting to see these.
All right, there it is. All the things you need to know, at least the legality. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's...
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks. This is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. We are a local authorized dish dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Rex Tillerson and then White House Chief of Staff John Kelly told her that they were trying to resist the president on certain matters in order to save the country. Haley writes she was shocked by the approach and thought Tillerson and Kelly were following a dangerous path, trying to impose their own beliefs. Asked to respond, Kelly told CBS's Sunday Morning, if by resistance installing she means putting a staff process in place to ensure the president knew all the pros and cons and could make an informed decision, then guilty as charged. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Prices at the pump remained steady over the past 2 weeks, $2.69 a gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says there may be a price drop soon as maintenance at refineries continues and consumers cut back demand this time of year. Veterans with iPhones can now view their Department of Veterans Affairs medical records through their phone's health app. Military analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says you can thank the Trump administration for improvements in the VA.
There is today far more accountability, and vets are being treated in a more acceptable way than they had been in the past.
VA and Apple began rolling out the capability during the summer, but issued formal announcements this week just ahead of Veterans Day, which McGinnis says is a good time to remember our obligation to care for today's servicemen and women.
Given the fact, though, that we continue to generate, thanks to the wars that we've been in over the last couple of decades, additional suffering, additional demands on the Veterans Administration from veterans that must be supported.
And check out more news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The German government is supercharging subsidies for electric cars at the same time the country's biggest automaker began production of a new all-electric vehicle.
Chancellor Angela Merkel's office said officials and industry representatives have agreed to increase by half the existing government incentives for electric vehicles with a list price of $44,500. Government and industry also agreed to aim for 50,000 publicly accessible charging stations nationwide by 2022. The announcement came as German automaker Volkswagen began mass production of its ID.3 electric car in the eastern town of Zwickau.
It's correspondent Jeremy House. He reports the German news agency DPA reported that half of the subsidy in future, amounting to about 6,000 euros, will be borne by the industry. The subsidy will also be extended from the end of 2020 currently to the end of 2025. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. One former federal official calls some of the nation's dams a, quote, ticking time bomb.
An Associated Press check of federal and state records finds nearly 1,700 dams across the country are considered to be in poor condition and could lead to loss of life if they failed. The review identifies 1,688 high-hazard dams rated in poor or unsatisfactory condition in 44 states and Puerto Rico. The actual number is likely higher, since some states decline to provide such ratings. Others don't have the money, staffing, or authority to rate all their dams. Deaths have declined since several catastrophic collapses in the 1970s prompted the federal and state governments to step up safety efforts. But still, Stanford University's National Performance of Dams program says 1,000 dams have failed over the past 40 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly Talk Radio Roundup here with a distinguished group of personalities, including Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and Carol A. in Los Angeles. Victoria Jones is here with us from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden from Radio America. And Doug Steffen from Points North, South, East, and West. To go through our list of the items, the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 4th to the 8th. So, the big stories, it's the same kind of, I don't mean this in a negative sense, but it is sort of, I think the only thing that's breathing life into the election story is the fact that Michael Bloomberg appears to be shaking. You got to know that if the Huffington Post says that he ought not to be president, then he probably should be president. Then we have the
yeah.
The impeachment.
Well, Doug, I got to ask you a question. Hi, it's Rick. And
hi, hello, Rick. Is that Rick? Is that really you? Not an impersonator, but the real
unbelievable.
Rick Jensen. Very good.
So you have had positive things about Michael Bloomberg to say in the past, and I'm wondering how the media would treat his comments about China, saying Xi Jinping is no dictator, and the Communist Party is swell because they listen to their people. Now, we know how the media treats Trump when he talks
really
about
say
dictators
it
that
way. Did he say they were swell? What did he say?
No, he didn't use the word swell. But no, he did say that Xi
is
not a dictator.
He should have. That would have made it better.
It would have, yeah. And he did say the Communist Party, quote, listens to the public. So I'm just wondering how the media might treat that, though.
Well, I don't have an answer to that because I obviously am not in the news media. I'm not interested in being in the news media. I take some of the work that they have and makes for good conversation. There's a lot of controversy everywhere. It doesn't make a difference where you go, whether it's Ukraine or whether it's Russia or whether it's China. I don't trust the Chinese. I don't like doing business with them. I think they're out to screw everybody that they can, and whoever they can't screw, the Russians are going to. And that's just kind of the way it is in international politics. What I like about Bloomberg is that he has shown the ability to be able to bridge the gaps between people who may or may not like each other or want to really do business with each other, but they have to. The modern reality is, and this is not an excuse, it just is, as much as I don't like it and I don't want to do business with the Chinese myself, and I stay away from Chinese products, but the bottom line is it's very difficult to be successful in this world in terms of marketing and selling things if you can't get into the Chinese market. They are not to be, I think they're cheats, crooks, liars, but that's, you know, you got to deal with sometimes cheats, crooks, and liars.
I have a lot of listeners who also agree with you about, pardon me, I just want to throw this in about not buying a Chinese product, especially if it's something that goes into your mouth. I buy my plastic Go cup from a company in Pennsylvania. I have a lot of listeners who don't trust Chinese manufacturers just like
for
that
good
because
reason.
We know.
For a good reason. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
All right, Jennifer, you were about to pop in.
Yeah,
on this.
I think that it's an interesting conversation to have about Mike Bloomberg. But the question is, does Mike Bloomberg have a path forward in this primary? And at this late date, now we're in November of 2019, is
Can
it
I
almost
ask you whether Hillary Clinton would have a path forward or Michelle Obama? Would she have a path forward if they jumped
the
in at this point?
It's the same question. I'm telling you, the reason why is that that they are already off the, I mean, they're really out of the race for Iowa. They're out of the race really for New Hampshire. That's why the indication that Mike Bloomberg's running is because he filed to be on the ballot in Alabama. So while it's interesting to talk about the potential of a Bloomberg run and the fact that he would have to, I mean, he'd literally have to spend a lot of money, and he's got it.
Got
so
a lot
he could.
Of money.
If he's really serious about it.
$100 million to get elected to mayor of New York, he can spend the dough.
Because the stipulations to get into the debates are getting higher and higher. He's going to have to spend a lot of cash in the coming weeks if he wants to even make the December debate.
Steyer
probably
has.
Won't make the... Yeah, Steyer has, but, I mean, how much money has he
spent?
But he
knows who he is and doesn't make any difference at this point.
And he's also kind of paid for placement almost. So I think that Mike Bloomberg, and I actually said it, I think, a year ago, when people were talking about, okay, as a Trump supporter, who do you think has got the best chance to beat him? And I have always said, I think Mike Bloomberg has a solid chance at doing that. But I actually amend that statement now because I think maybe he waited too long.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
I think it might be trouble for him.
For all of you, the essence of our system, and if a year away from the election, somebody decides to get in and they don't have a chance because of electioneering, election politics, party politics, whatever you want to call it, isn't it time for a change? When you look at what's happening in Britain, they have an election in 4 weeks. The Canadians have elections without a lot of advance work. If we can't muster up, or somebody like Bloomberg, who has the panache, the style, the knowledge, the ability, if he can't make it work in the system in a year, then we got a pretty sick system.
He's got a lot. I mean, he's very well known on the coast. So you have to remember where you're from because you know him because you live on the East Coast. He has a lot of work to do in the middle of the country. He even has a lot of work to do on the West Coast. You have to remember people have already started to put their candidates, you know, okay, I'm going to be a Biden person. I'm going to be a Warren person.
Yeah.
And the question is, does he have enough notoriety to actually make people switch?
It's not only that, it's a broader question. It's about anybody stepping in, anybody with $50 billion and name recognition, because he is known in Wisconsin. He's known in Detroit.
Sure,
people know
the
name
Bloomberg everywhere.
They know, and
they have the capability to learn about him. There are a lot of news outlets. They can learn about him. They can learn about him fast, and they watch TV. But the way the system is set up right now, and the number of interests that there are, including financial interests, in keeping this unbelievable megalith going of basically a four-year campaign. No, it's very difficult for somebody to have a chance coming in late. We live in a four-year campaign cycle, well, and that's the way it is.
I don't have to like it. I don't have to. I don't have to give into it. I think that I would do whatever I could under the circumstances if he became a real candidate to tell people what I thought about him and why I think he's a good candidate. Whether people like McFadden will say, well, he wants everybody. He wants to control everybody's lives because of the size of the sugary drink you drink or whatever. Jennifer, you've come up with some of those things that...
Well, I fundamentally disagree with him on climate change and on gun control. And so for him to paint himself as a moderate...
But isn't he honest? Yeah, okay. So if you have a choice, really and truly, it isn't about Trump and his ability to govern. Well, Trump and his ideas. It's about Trump and his personality. And this is what gets everybody all worked up. It isn't that he can't or hasn't done good things, because he's done a lot of good things. But people can't deal, nor should they really have to, I guess, and from my perspective, with all of the dumb crap that he throws out there that's not presidential. I just, you know, when you come up with an idea of who's presidential, and you put the two of them next to each other,
I voted for him because of it, and I'll tell you why. He disrupted things, and he actually put a stop to the backslide of the Republican Party. Republicans had no backbone before Trump. They let Democrats and identity politics run over them. And so if it takes an imperfect vessel like President Trump to bring some backbone back into the Republican Party, more power to him.
But there's no what's getting done.
Let me ask you a question. This is not from any particular bent. Where is the backbone in a Republican Party that is lockstep in a man that you know they speak privately, they despise for his personal habits, and they don't agree with on his foreign policy, and they don't agree with on a number of his internal policies, but they do not dare say so because they will be shamed on social media and they're afraid of losing their jobs. Where is
Victoria,
the backbone
you know that
in
that's
that?
Not true, and we have
it
an example.
True.
No,
it's
we have an example.
True.
Victoria, we have an example of where that's not true from just a couple of months ago, and that's with his decision to pull out of Syria. You had people like me going, ooh, I don't know if that's the best decision. You had people like Lindsey Graham. You had the Senate actually passing resolutions against the president. So it is not true that Republicans are not standing up against him.
I think backbone is, that's an interesting phrase, an interesting idea, an interesting position. The backbone of the parties, either of them, has been weakened a lot by social media, some of the personalities that have gained an upper hand. The backbone has been weakened by all of the corruption, the campaign financing. It's a whole myriad of things that play into this. Good conversation, ladies. Thank you. And I'm not keeping you out of the good conversation part of it, Rick. It's 18 past.
No, but I would like, go ahead.
Oh, keep him out.
No.
I want to compliment Jen because at no point did she...
It's like the ladies at the golf course. We get to tee off.
Go ahead. What'd you say, Rick? Go ahead. Give us a quickie.
A compliment, Jen. At no point during all this debate did she say, okay, boomer.
that's for later in the... Let's do that when
we continue on.
We
can cancel her back.
Yeah, well, she's going to go do her morning radio program in Los Angeles, so she won't be able to defend herself. But I want to do that okay boomer thing. It was 18 after the hour. Calitrin has been the heart of weight loss, the soul of weight loss. It is the healthiest weight loss program in America. That's a big statement for me to make, but I know because I've used it. Weight loss, lose the weight. I don't have a real weight problem, but I gain weight during this time of year. From my birthday, from a couple of days ago to Thanksgiving, to the Christmas parties, to Christmas. Was that a happy birthday? Thank you very much, Victoria. First of the year, we can go to Valentine's Day if you want. Eat, sweets, and you gain the weight. So if you start now to keep yourself on the straight and narrow, then you won't gain the weight. No stomach upset. There's nothing unhealthy about Calitrin. Calotren. All natural ingredients. As a matter of fact, the main ingredient is collagen protein, which has been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. So let's get to the success story of you by you getting on to Calitrin and shedding those pounds, go to calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. See how the program works? Just one set of caps. You take four before you go to bed. That's it. It does the work. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV and save fabulous amounts. They always have a great story. You stay healthy. Calitrin.com. Get the best deal by using the code DJV. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. One in three Americans has type 2 diabetes. It could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N.net, code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, time to continue here on our Talk Radio Review. Every week we go through some of the items on the charts that are prepared by Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk industry, with radio professionals. Rich McFadden is here, Ops Guy at Radio America, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, and joined also by Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria wants to talk about this boomer thing, so I have a Wikipedia definition. You ready? Okay, boomer is a dismissive retort often used to disregard or mock baby boomers. And I would tell you, those of you who are listening, each one of us are baby boomers. So
just by the skin of my teeth.
Yeah, well, sorry, you made it.
I'm still at it.
Anybody who's perceived to be old-fashioned, so we're out of touch, apparently, according to the definition, which I find extraordinarily offensive.
So,
and anybody who'd use that in my face would have, I'd have my finger right back in their face.
Explain the OK Boomer story to me, because I'm unaware.
Well, all right, Victoria, you wanted this time, so you take help yourself.
Well, I came across it on BuzzFeed, which I read at night before I go to bed because I do the quizzes about, you know, what
mythical... Not right for yourself
to sleep.
Well, no, no, things like what mythical animal was I in a past life, and it's usually something like a griffin or a phoenix, things like that. And I came across a series of stories about OK Boomer, and I thought, oh, what's that? But it doesn't sound very nice. And they were all derogatory about boomers. It was very interesting. I thought, okay, there's a generational war. Bring it on. And it's not just millennials. It's not just Gen Xers. And it's Gen Zers. And apparently, whatever the next one's going to be, I guess they'll go back to Gen A. They'll have to start again. Right. Everybody is against boomers, apparently because boomers ruined everything. Really? And basically, you don't have to have done anything, but you just say, okay, boomer, and you're dismissed. And there's no way back from that because it's so dismissive and they turn away that there's no way back. But where it's so derogatory is that, of course, all boomers are placed in the same basket. And there are poor boomers. There are black, white, Hispanic boomers. There are rich boomers. There are female boomers, male boomers. Not every boomer was involved in the various decisions that have actually, in some
It's like everything else
in
the modern media.
I experienced this week.
It's not even media. It's in the culture.
If it were you and me, Richie, I'd have one response. It's two words. One begins with F and the other with U.
You can do that, and that's effective. But then you're just contributing to the rudeness.
It's facts. You just need to lay out the facts. And if you can back up your side of the story, you win every time.
You've already been dismissed, and they're not listening.
Don't care. Care.
Right.
On Facebook this week,
I said, okay, boomer. Yeah. Thing is, we as boomers had a similar ageism insult. It was, okay, old man. Same thing.
Sure. Exactly.
Yeah,
same
it happens
thing.
Every time.
But it goes along with the cancel culture, which is incredibly cruel. And President Obama spoke about it, and I think suddenly a lot of people who didn't know about it learned about it, and Ann Coulter astonishingly agreed with him, which is, and it's happening in schools and universities.
And why do we care what Ann Coulter says?
It was astonishing that she agreed with Barack Obama.
Yeah,
that's the only reason we
in the world for one reason only, and that's to promote Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter. But the cancel culture is you say what you just said, and I didn't like it. And it could be something very small, and I'm sitting in class with you, and I turn around and say, you're canceled. And suddenly on all social media, at lunch, you're canceled, and all my friends cancel you, and you cease to exist as a human being.
I would say that if you have friends, I wouldn't say that they were your friends.
It's not as easy as that.
Under that circumstance. All right, Victoria, hold on, Rick, Rich, and Doug, as we continue on the Talk Radio Review for this week.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to substitute 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizamitsu.
Lowe's started when two GIs returned from World War II. Today, we proudly employ nearly 20,000 veterans. We don't only honor our veterans on Veterans Day, we honor our military every day. Over the past 5 years, Lowe's military discounts saved military families nearly $4 billion. And through our home program, we partner with the USO, Operation Finally Home, and AMVETS to provide services to better the lives of our country's bravest. Go to Lowe's.com/military to learn more.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the first full week of November. It's the Talk Radio Review. Every week we get together, a group of us that are professionals in the talk radio field, News Talk Radio, Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America in Washington. Yes, we're all elitists from the East Coast going through all this. I'm Doug Steffen, happen to be in Massachusetts. Well, when I'm not here, I'm in California. What are you? I'm not an elitist? What are you going to
do? No, I wasn't an elitist, but now I live in a blue state, so I guess that
yes,
makes me an elitist now.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, blue, buddy. That must be. What are you doing about that?
I left
man?
Maryland because it was blue and went to Virginia because it was red, and that's where my. Mm-hmm. Wife lived.
That sure changed this past week, didn't it?
And then
I'm offended. We are the Mid-Atlantic region, okay? All right, we're different.
Excuse me.
There you go.
It's with the Mid-Atlantic here.
We don't have in the top 10 an election story, per se, about the elections this past week, but why don't we spend a moment on it? Rick, you started it, so go through it.
What, in Virginia? I thought
We had some significant... Like the Framingham election split, the city council is now split. This is the town where I live in Massachusetts. Council is split just like the rest of the country. It's five votes for one.
Real ironies happened here. For example, there were interviews with people who had voted in Virginia against Trump because of Trump's language and the things he says about people. It's horrible. So they had the election, and now they still have blackface governor, blackface the attorney general, and the rapist. Lieutenant governor who's being accused of rape. They're still in Virginia, aren't they? Which I found to be amazingly ironic. And yet, also, remember the woman who flipped off the president?
She won
an election. She won an election there. I know.
Because she flipped off the president.
Because he's such a dictator and wouldn't let that happen. So, I mean...
Well, you can't really stop her when she's on a bike and she's already done it.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But
in this country.
In the Washington suburbs, it's a government town. And the government employees run this town. And that's the way government
is growing.
Well,
it's the same in Los Angeles, Richie, with the entertainment business. Everything in Washington is connected to politics and government. Every business, everybody that lives there, and Los Angeles,
my neighborhood, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting some kind of consultant or government contractor.
Right, exactly.
Or government employee.
In L.A., and there are probably not two cities like that anywhere else, at least in our country, that are so run by one circumstance. Right.
And to circle it back around, because of that, WTOP is the largest billing radio station
in the country.
Huge.
Yep.
Makes more money than any radio station in the country because it gets those government dollars.
Yep.
Government contractor dollars.
Yep.
And there's even a federal news radio in this town.
Right.
Right.
Yep. And maybe 800 people listen to it, but it's the 800 people they need to listen to it. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the buys are made both on WTOP and WFED. It's the same. It's the same buy, basically.
Yep.
Okay.
And C-SPAN radio is matters in this town. If you're on C-SPAN radio, it's because a lot of our listeners are like, C-SPAN radio, that's cool. I mean, we love the radio station we're listening to right now, but we understand why C-SPAN radio is important.
One of the stations that's carrying this program is Wonk in Washington, which is another station that's coming up the pipe pretty quickly.
Yes.
The real call letters are not W, O, and K. I forget what the call letters are, but it's called Wonk Radio. And they're...
Policy Wonks,
The Policy Wonks.
That's all their topics, right?
That's right. Okay. So, OK Boomer was number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. Their research indicates number 9, discussion of health care. Number 8... A new strain of HIV has been discovered. That's been lost in the dust. Should be a conversation, though. ABC and the Epstein case. This is pretty interesting because a woman who was a reporter once again forgot, or maybe she did. Maybe she did it on purpose because she knew the mic was on and she wanted to get
Amy Robach
sort of back. Yeah.
Yes.
She accuses ABC News of burying the expose on Mr. Epstein, or Epstein, however you want to pronounce his name, who's still dead. Because the people in the royal family, somebody called from England and said, you better not do that. And so they
Alan
waffled.
Alan Dershowitz threatened.
He did on behalf of the royal family?
Alan, no, on behalf of himself.
In addition to.
Oh, in addition to. Okay, all right, got it. And so there's, I haven't heard his name in this before. Is he?
Yeah, he's caught
he's
up in
one
this.
Of the men. In, she, yeah. she's
really?
One of, he's one of the men, yes.
Well, I didn't know that. I knew it was Prince Andrew and a bunch of others. But and Clinton isn't going to come out of this very well either. Okay.
Clinton is alleged to have been there, but not one of the men. But Dershowitz is alleged to have been there. Well, we don't know whether he watched. We know he was. He is alleged to have been there. Dershowitz is one of the men alleged to have been serviced.
Really?
No, Clinton's. There's many stories of Clinton being.
I know, but there. I'm saying in this instance,
yes.
Clinton is alleged to have been there.
That's a service-based economy, after all.
He was just watching.
No.
Mormons and the fear of being in Mexico. This is something, by the way, this by the number on this is number six, the murder in Mexico. I was looking at a story of these families from our country burying the nine women and children that were basically slaughtered along the border. And what I guess I'm trying to figure out what the fear is here, other than if you're a Mormon, you better stay the hell out of Mexico.
Or if you're you ought to stay the hell out of Mexico.
Well, that may be as true as well, yeah.
Especially driving in a rural area like they were in a...
middle of nowhere.
Big old suburban.
They were in a convoy. They were trying to get somewhere.
Out.
Right.
Well, some of them were, one of them was moving to North Dakota, but they were trying to get, some of these people had lived there for 20, 40 years, and they were actually on, you know, a sort of truce terms with one of the local cartels who they sold gas to, and the cartel changed their tires. And in fact, after the shooting and the explosions, one of the local cartels, some of the members came with them to the scene. So, you know, there was a sort of truce, but the family have a slightly different account from the government account of what might have happened.
Yet
they say it was not total wreckage. They say that it looked to them as though checkbooks and things have been rifled through. So they think that the victims did not necessarily die in a fiery conflagration, but that they may have been searched and massacred.
Mm. Yeah, well, but to what end, and why were they there? And just the Americans, stay out of Mexico. That's basically the bottom line. Just don't go there. Don't support the government. Don't support what the lifestyle is like there. Just don't go there. End of story.
Meanwhile, this is the reason that Mexicans want to come here.
Yeah.
It's because of this.
Yeah, right.
And yeah.
No jobs. And
if we were smart, we'd be figuring out how to tell the Chinese, straighten up your own backyard there, pal, or you don't get anything more from us. So we talked already about the China business. Number five is the withdrawal from the Paris Peace Accord. No news there. They've been talking about that for months and years. That'll, as soon as Trump's out of office, it'll go right back to where it was. Speaking of Trump, number three, tax returns. I don't get why at this point, what is the, I mean, everybody knows he's not going to, he doesn't want to, and he's not going to if he doesn't have to.
Because they can keep him from running next time if they get something on him.
Mm-hmm.
That's all of this is to try and keep him from being on the ticket next time.
Mm-hmm.
They know they're not going to be able to stop him now, but how can we keep him, what bombshell can we find that keeps him from being eligible to run next time?
Uh-huh.
Keep digging.
Shouldn't be so. Yeah, right, exactly. So, with the impeachment, which is number one this week, the Democrats have subpoenaed White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney in the probe. They're demanding his testimony, but aren't they going to just say, sorry, no? Well, why?
Of course.
Correct.
And the Democrats would expect that. That is one person, acting Chief of Staff, that's one person they would expect to flout the subpoena, because that actually is somebody who gives counsel to the president. Some of the other people are kind of iffy to flout the subpoenas, but Mulvaney really is giving counsel to the president, so not surprising.
44 past the hour, the talk radio review for this week. Here's something that delivers, a product that works, and people who have used power swabs will be happy to tell you about how well it delivers. It's a viable, long-term way to take care of the whitening and brightening of your teeth. So if you are interested in applying something to your teeth to make them whiter, if you're a smoker, or if you have had a lot of wine or tea or coffee or whatever may be the case, if your teeth are stained and yellow, the ingredients in this product have been clinically studied. It's an all-natural tooth detergent combined with a whitening agent, and it lightens the stains in your teeth. Starts in 5 minutes. A couple of shades each time you use it. It's fabulous. No matter what the color is right now, you want a white smile, don't you? That's a nice way for people to look at you and say, oh, wow, what a nice bright smile you have. So snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile. In 5 minutes, you'll see things changing. You do it every 5, 6, or 7 days. Power swabs guaranteed to remove the stains and keep your teeth safe. That's something the others can't tell you. It may remove the stains, but they eat away at the enamel. Your natural teeth you can service, cap service. You can service with the veneers if you have them. Call 800-208-1797. I think I've convinced you to do this. You've heard me talking about this for years. I've been talking about this product for 8 years on the radio. 50% off the retail price with the DJV code when you call 800-208-1797. And by the way, if I've been talking about it on the air for 8 years, it must work. So help yourself to a way to guarantee that white smile. It's 800-208-1797 with the DJV code that'll bring you success. The stories list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the week of November 4th to the 8th, sees the OK Boomer meme of some significance. Number 10. Number 9, health care reform. Number 8, a new strain of HIV has been discovered. Will it affect or impact you? ABC News and the focus on the Epstein case. Number 6, the murders in Mexico. And that deals and connects to immigration reform, as you might expect. Number 5, the official withdrawal from the Paris Climate Change Accord. Number 4, our relationship with China, how it's affecting the economy, etc. Number 3, the scandal, if that's what it is. I don't know whether it's a scandal or not. Trump and his tax returns, is he going to produce them or not? Number 2, the election results in this past week around the country, local elections, and look forward to 2020. And impeachment was number 1 this week, as it has been the last 3 or 4, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. Owning a home makes Americans happier by giving them the power to build personal wealth and make valuable memories, according to the latest Homebuyer Insights report from Bank of America. In fact, 83% wouldn't go back to renting. Furthermore, the majority of homeowners believe that buying a home is the best decision they've ever made, and 79% believe becoming a homeowner has made them a better person. Helani Kerr, Retail Sales Executive for Consumer Lending at Bank of America.
The latest Homebuyer Insights report reinforces what we always knew. Owning a home allows us to build wealth, create memories, and it just makes people happy. Most homeowners credit that happiness to the emotional attachment they have to their home. Interestingly, they're also significantly more satisfied with their financial well-being than non-homeowners. It's no wonder Americans agree homeownership is a path towards a happier, more financially stable life.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV.
If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 4th to the 8th, the list has a lot of familiar names and some that are not so familiar. Amy Rohrbach is at 10. Bernie is at 9. Ms. Warren is at 8. Joe and his son Hunter at 7. Let's see. Alexander Vindman connected to Bill Taylor and Tim Morrison. Number 6. Adam Schiff at number 5. John Bolton is 4. Mike Pence is 3. Rudy Giuliani and all of his lawyers at number 2. And Donald Trump and all his lawyers. Imagine how much the legal bills are. I think about that from time to time for guys like Giuliani. Although he's made a lot of money in the private sector, being involved with Donald Trump is not paying off too well for him, it would seem. And then Trump and his bevy of lawyers, personal lawyers, presidential lawyers, we're all here. It's the Talk Radio Review with Rick Jensen and Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, the People List, Amy Rohrbach. And number 9, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren is 8, Joe Biden and his son at 7, Bill Taylor at 6 with Alexander Vindman, Adam Schiff at 5, John Bolton at 4, Mike Pence at 3, Rudy Giuliani at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. So we've pretty much gone through the things that are new to the week and the essence of some of the stories here. There's a subtext because we are talk radio people. We tend to talk. This is didn't make the top 10, but pretty much right under the surface. Alex Jones was in court again this week. You know him, the fear-mongering theorist, conspiracy theorist who makes the rest of us look good and he looks bad. Or I don't know whether he makes us look bad. I'm not sure how to interpret his impact on talk radio. A lot of people have listened to him. I don't know if they still are. This is
no
the
relation.
Sandy Hook story. Say what?
No relation.
Oh, no, no. No, nobody's going to confuse him for being related to you. Anyway, but what do we think quickly about this? He's in court. He's losing. He's going to have to pay a lot. Is this a warning to other talk radio hosts not to do the crazy stuff that he does? We used to be able to do a lot of crazy stuff.
Kill all the lawyers. Can't say anything anymore, especially crazy stuff like him.
Yeah, okay. So that may be it is the lawyers who are the ones that are making it here,
there used to be freedom of speech in this country, no matter how crazy you were.
Yep, not anymore. You're right about that. Yeah, that's the sad truth of it all, Richie. That impacts us all, and it caps this discussion. Thank you, one and all. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that Balance of Nature works.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Hello, Saver. At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions.
you can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 53 after the hour, time for our weekly Tech Talk review of the top five items on the list this week, according to research Victoria Keelan comes up with. So we'll start at number five, as you do, makes a lot of sense, right? Go from five to one. Mm-hmm. Number five has to do with grocery delivery and Amazon. Here they are getting into that game, Victoria.
That's true. Amazon has announced that its Amazon Fresh service, which is their home delivery service for groceries from local warehouses across the country, that's now going to be free for all Prime customers. In the past, it was $15 a month to keep in with that service on top of the $119 a year that you pay for Prime membership. So Amazon says that they're also, in addition to taking away that $14.99 fee, they're also going to be speeding up delivery times. They're offering 1 and 2 hour delivery option windows in most Amazon Fresh cities, which is a really cool thing. Amazon also made Whole Foods Market delivery available from Amazon.com or through the app. Now, the reason they're doing this is because they have a lot of competition. Walmart now delivers right into your kitchen. We know that Instacart, Express Shoppers, they pay $99 a year, and they get free delivery for all grocery orders over $35. Peapod Shoppers, same deal. So Amazon really needed to step it up to and even Target's doing grocery delivery. So Amazon definitely needed to step it up to stay relevant in that world there of grocery delivery services, which is kind of like the big story of the year, really.
Number four, NBC Universal is going to do something that some of the other streaming services are not doing.
Yeah, NBC Universal's upcoming streaming service is called Peacock because, of course, the NBC logo is a peacock. Gotcha. And so what they're thinking about doing, they own Comcast, so they're thinking about maybe offering Peacock free, but you will have to sit through some ads. So they call it ad-supported. It's similar to how Hulu was in its earliest days. You didn't have to pay for Hulu, but you did have to sit through the ads. So Peacock is not launching until next April. I think they're maybe still tweaking some things. They've got some new NBC series that are coming out. Punky Brewster, they're doing a reboot. Battlestar Galactica, which was a sci-fi nerd show, they're going to bring that back. And they have, of course, The Office. That leaves Netflix in 2021. That's going to be their biggest property. So we'll see where it goes. But all the streaming services, I think, are still going to try to figure out how to get everybody on board since there are so many options at this point.
Number three is a focus on Microsoft and what they're doing with their workforce.
Microsoft did something kind of cool. In Japan, they tested out a theory that if you work only 4 days a week and you have a 3-day weekend, that productivity might go up. And it turns out they were correct. Productivity in this company where they tested this out, they had basically every Friday the office was closed. So you had Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They worked from Monday through Thursday, and productivity went up 40% compared to the same period the previous year. So the effects, they say, were widespread. More than 90% of Microsoft's 2,280 employees in Japan who took part in this said that they were impacted positively. So this might actually start to spread. Japan usually starts with these weird kind of, or what we think are a little bit offbeat,
yeah,
with
off-kilter.
with working conditions, but you never know, it might spread.
Number two.
This is something that's really interesting. We all know you should never repeat a password twice on any two different accounts. The reason for that, all these accounts get hacked. They're all suffering from data breaches. If someone gets one password from one account, they're going to try it in every other account and probably gain access to your stuff. So the new guidelines are, don't worry about all the confusing numbers and characters and capital letters and lowercase letters. Just use phrases instead. And maybe the easiest thing is to just use a few lines from your favorite movies. So if you have just a phrase, that's actually going to be long enough to give you a very secure password, and it's easy to remember. So everyone needs to kind of, like, calm down a little bit. People are freaking out over their password security. Just use some phrases that you can remember, and you'll be fine.
Easy. Number one, a couple of former Twitter employees have been charged with being bad guys.
This is the story that actually sort of developed almost every day this week. Something new came out. Two former Twitter employees have been charged with spying on user accounts on behalf of the Saudi Arabian government. Fun. The Justice Department announced the charges, after one of the former employees was arrested. His name was Ahmad Abu Amo. He was charged with spying on three Twitter accounts on behalf of the Saudi government. Another former employee was charged with accessing data on more than 6,000 Twitter accounts, including one tied to a confidant of the murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi. A third man, prosecutors said, acted as an intermediary between the employees and the Saudi government. He was also charged, but they still have not found him. And, of course, this is all tied back to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. So these are our friends.
There you go. Are they?
I don't know.
Not mine. At 59 past the hour, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The best shows, the best hosts, the best guests.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Cold air from Siberia heading toward a huge chunk of the U.S. this week, expected to set record low temperatures from Texas to New England.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson says, brace yourself and bundle up.
Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, and across, you know, the plains, like including Kansas, there would be temperatures in the single digits.
It's not just the Midwest. He says 300 records could be broken all the way south to the Gulf Coast.
There could be some locations that are cold for 2 days in a row, and they set a record both days.
The cold front started in Russia.
It's basically this dome of cold air that came from eastern Siberia across the Arctic Ocean, down Alaska, the Yukon.
And while the cold air is already here, the worst is yet to come. I'm Julie Walker.
Veterans Day is on Monday. It's a federal holiday. No mail delivery. Banks, most financial institutions will be closed, as will federal, state, and some local governmental offices. The Democrats' impeachment inquiry in the House moving into a new phase this week with public hearings. Texas GOP Representative Mac Thornberry told ABC's This Week Sunday that President Trump's actions toward Ukraine were simply Trump being Trump.
There's not really anything that the president said in that phone call that's different than he says in public all the time. So is there some sort of abuse of power that rises to that threshold that is different than the American people have been hearing for 3 years? I don't hear that.
Republicans no doubt will have a lot of questions, and they've also produced a list of what they want as preferred witnesses, but most of whom the Democrats are expected to block. All eyes will be on Chief Justice John Roberts this week when the Supreme Court hears arguments Tuesday in an important immigration case. At issue is the administration's plan to end legal protections that shield some 660,000 immigrants from deportation. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Four big new movies may have freshened the box office this weekend, but they didn't exactly fill the theaters.
So what's the target?
It didn't get great reviews.
We believe it's Midway.
But Midway did earn praise for its attention to detail and riveting flying scenes. And grabbed number one with an estimated $17.5 million.
I always called it The Shining.
Dr. Sleep, a sequel to The Shining, was expected to do better at the box office, but it opened at number two with a little more than $14 million.
What kind of firefighters are you?
Playing with Fire, a family comedy about firefighters stuck caring for children, got panned, but it managed third with $12.8 million.
Did you follow me here?
Are elves always so cynical?
Relentlessly, these are dark times.
And Last Christmas, starring Emilia Clarke, debuted in fourth with $11.6 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
Check out more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says gas prices are holding steady.
The national average price of regular grade gasoline is unchanged from 2 weeks ago. It is $2.69, and it actually moved up less than one-third of one penny per gallon in the past 2 weeks.
Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says there may be a price drop soon as maintenance at refineries continues and consumers cut back demand this time of year. The highest price, San Francisco at $4.09, lowest in Baton Rouge at $2.08. Photographer Robert Freeman, who helped define the image of the Beatles with some of the band's best-known album covers, has died at age 82. He photographed the covers of Beatles For Sale, Help, and Rubber Soul. Paul McCartney said Freeman was imaginative and a true original thinker. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Geico presents, not again, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and up first this time around, the second half of an episode of Fibber McGee and Molly. Then we ride into the Wild West with Hopalong Cassidy as voiced by William Boyd. At the end of our last show, Fibber McGee and Molly had picked up a bottle of ink at Kramer's Drugstore and were returning for something else. I believe it's Ed Begley Sr. as the pharmacist. Also listed for Gail Gordon as Mayor LaTrivia. Arthur Q. Bryan as Doc Gamble. With announcer Harlow Wilcox. Let's get back to it.
Boy, here's a break. Room to park right in front of the drugstore, Molly.
Good. He's the car in there.
Yeah.
Hey, mister, watch out! Missed him, thank goodness.
Yeah, my gosh, he stepped off the curb right in front of us.
Maybe he's been figuring his income tax and done that on purpose. You better watch where you're going there, bud. You almost... Oh, hey, it's you, Junior.
Hi, pal. Hello, Molly.
Well, hello, Hilo.
Oh, thanks for the fast stop.
Didn't you see us coming, Mr. Wilcox?
I'm afraid not, Molly. I'm in a kind of a daze, kids. Look, you know that big quiz show on WVIS? The one with all the loot?
Yes, yeah, why? Yeah.
Well, I was over there this afternoon. Yeah. They called me up on the stage, and I won the jackpot prize.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Wilcox.
Yeah, boy, you must have won enough stuff to fill a hole.
You should have seen the stuff they had on that stage, pal.
Yeah.
First prize was 3 mink coats.
Boy.
6 convertibles. A yacht and I don't know what all.
Heavenly days, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with all of it, Mr. Wilcox? My mink size is 14.
Oh, Molly, I didn't take any of that junk.
I like yellow convertibles if you got... Yeah? You didn't take it?
No, no. You see, as first prize winner, I had a choice, pal. So I took the other prize.
Other prize?
Great, big, beautiful cherry cream pie. Made with pet evaporated milk.
I was wondering when we were going to hear the first little trickle.
Ah, what a fabulous prize. That delicious, smooth custard made so rich and creamy with pet evaporated milk.
Ah, yes.
Ah, yeah. It's pet that makes the difference. Pet milk that gives it that delightful, creamy smoothness. That tops everything taste.
I know it's wonderful, Mr. Wilcox, but, well, 6 convertibles and a yacht and 3 mink coats, after all.
Well, Molly, look, let's be practical. I've got a car, yachts make me seasick, and, well, I look awful in mink. But a cherry cream pie made with pet milk, oh, I'm no fool.
That's one man's opinion.
Picture me tearing into that beautiful meringue topping.
Ah, boy, I'd like to have saw that.
Slicing through that creamy filling, tasting that fabulous pet milk richness. Boy, I'm killing me.
You're killing me too, Junior.
Hey, let me sit down here beside your car and dream about it some more. What a pie. What a flavor. What a thrill.
What a knucklehead. Well, come on, Molly. Let's get in the drugstore. Well, hi, Kramer. We're back.
McGee, I told you before there'd be no refund on that bottle of ink. It's not my policy to take back.
We've come to buy some envelopes, Mr. Kramer.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Now, I don't care about the weave or the gloss or the finish. I just want plain envelopes.
Manila?
I don't care about the flavor either. All I want is just some plain...
White envelopes, Mr. Kramer. Regular size.
How about these? 15 cents a package.
How much for one?
One? One envelope?
That's all I need. I'm just mailing...
Oh, live it up, dearie. Buy the whole package.
He will if he wants any.
Okay. Put them on my bill. And hey, Kramer.
Yes?
Fill my lighter, will you?
I already filled your lighter.
Yeah, but that was my pocket lighter. This one's off our coffee table. Snap it up, will you, Kramer? Because I got to get back to work.
All right.
That's it.
You had to have a drugstore, Kramer. Why didn't you stay in the veterinary business like you started to? If you're going to deal with a jackass anyhow, you might as well do so.
What was that he was saying, dearie?
He said he'd fill it. I hope he hurries, too, on account of... Oh, hi, Latrivia.
Oh, well, hello, Mr. Mayor.
Nice to see you, Molly. Hello, McGee.
What brings you down here, Latrivia? A squad car?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Oh.
My own car's in the shop today, so I've been using a city car with a police chauffeur.
I guess you're pretty busy these days, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, extremely so, Molly. Meetings with the city council, paving contracts to study, setting up a new budget for the year. I've just been on a merry-go-round all day.
Well, that's a heck of a way to run the city hall, boy. That's all I can say.
I beg your pardon, McGee?
Spending all day on a merry-go-round.
Yeah, well, let's...
Which one do you go to, Mr. Mayor? The one down on Oak Street or the
no,
one...
No,
that...
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. Just a minute. Please, please. I didn't mean...
No wonder that budget of yours makes the taxpayers dizzy. If you make it out riding around on a merry-go-round all day, boy.
I don't make anything out on a merry-go-round. Huh? Look, all I meant is that I've been terribly busy today. I've just been going around in circles.
Well, of course you go around in circles on a merry-go-round, Mr. Mayor. If you find a merry-go-round that goes up and down, that's a Ferris wheel.
Certainly. And if you think you can run this town from the top of a Ferris wheel, that's the worst political mess I ever heard of in all
I didn't say anything about a Ferris wheel. Who said anything
Mr.
about
Mayor.
Ferris wheel?
Mr. Mayor, does the city council know about this? Does the council know how you spend your day?
Well, of course they do. The entire council has been with me all morning. Now, look.
Oh, boy, that does it. To hold that rat at true, riding the horses on the merry-go-round. Probably all dressed up in hop-along Cassidy suits with cap pistols and...
I don't get dressed up in cap-along Hossity suits. Hossed up in wrap-along Sassity cubes. Cassidy suits. Suits. Look, when I said I'd been on a merry-go-down, a Jericho Brown, go down, hold down, I didn't take the county sitzel on the Werris Teal at all. Or the Sansel sitzel on the Werris Fitzel. Schnitzel. You were the ones that...
McGee?
Yes, boy, I'd like to hear your explanation, but I got no time. I got to get home and mail out a bill. Our car's right out in front here.
Oh, is that your car out there? The one with Wilcox sitting right beside it?
Yep.
Oh, he's still sitting there, McGee.
Oh?
There's a man in a blue suit talking to him.
That's my driver, Sergeant Breen. Oh?
Mr. Wilcox is shaking his head.
Oh?
The officer has a book out.
Oh?
Mr. Wilcox shrugs. Oh? He gets up. He walks away.
Hey. Hey, what was he sitting on out there anyhow?
A fire hydrant.
Well, it must have been pretty uncomfortable. What? We parked next to a hydrant?
Yes.
Hey, officer, just a minute. Don't light that ticket. I'm a friend of the mayor. Hey, Green.
Frankly, sweetheart, I'm just happy to get home and sit down for a minute. What does the citation say again?
It says violation of Ord 4927, which translated means be at the police court tomorrow morning with $10 in my hand.
Oh, dear. Well, sit down, relax. You can start mailing that envelope again tomorrow.
Relax my clavicle. This thing has got my backup, kiddo. I'm going to address this letter and get this check mailed if it's the last thing I ever do.
Well, now you can do it, sweetheart. I know you can. Mother has confidence in you.
Well, thank you. Give me an envelope.
Here.
Let's see. George A. There. Finally got it addressed. There. At last. Give me a stamp. Quick, while I'm hot.
Stamp right there in the little box.
Oh, I used all the stamps in that box. Don't tell me we're all out of...
Back the car out.
Oh. Molly, I can't afford another trip in that car. Skip it.
You mean we can stay home?
No, sirree, we can't stay home. Grab your hat. We'll take a streetcar down to Kramer's.
Oh,
by George.
Well, at least we don't have to worry where we park this car, dearie.
No, personally, I'd park this thing in the middle of Dugan's Lake. Of all the clanking, flat-wheeled rides.
All for the evening next. All for the evening at Dust Press Brand. Anyone out for Dust Press Brand?
What did he say?
That's Oak Street.
For goodness sakes. Look who's coming up the aisle. Dr. Gamble.
Hiya, Molly. Hello, Mule Mouth. I thought I heard you sounding off back here.
Hiya, Lancelot. I'd ask you to sit down with us, but I'm scared you'd do it.
I will, too. I'm a big, strong fella. I can stand you for three blocks. What brings you downtown, Molly? Shopping?
No, himself here's mailing out the checks for our monthly bills, Doctor.
Oh, no. Don't tell me he's paying off at last.
Yep. I figure a man's credit...
Alchemist Travis next. Alchemist Travis. Connection with Eva Travis. All business with this.
I figure a man's credit is his greatest asset, Doctor. I have drawn checks today for all my honest debts, and I shall not rest until the last one is mailed.
Well, this is exciting. I'll rush right back to the office and wait for the mailman, and thank you, Honest John.
I didn't make a check out for you, Fatso, so just relax.
What? What about that $10 you owe me since November for curing that bad cold you had?
I said my honest debts. I ain't gonna pay that one, boy.
Oh, blackmail, huh?
Call it what you will.
If I don't cancel it, you'll tell all the citizens of Wistful Vista that I saved your life, and they'll run me out of town.
Nope. I ain't going to pay you on account of it was your fault. I got the cold in the first place.
Oh, McGee, how could it be the doctor's fault?
Because what gave me that cold was I got caught in the rain coming home.
Well?
If I'd have got home 5 minutes earlier, I wouldn't have got caught in the rain.
Go on.
And the reason I didn't get home 5 minutes earlier was because I ducked into Walt's small shop and had a cup of coffee.
Continue.
And the reason I ducked into Walt's small shop was because I saw you coming down Oak Street and I didn't want to talk to you. My cold was your fault, and I ain't going to pay it.
I see. Well, I'd better get off this car before you expect free treatment for the knot on your head, too.
I haven't got a knot on my head.
You will have if I stay.
Next stop, go for Ladbrook, go for Ladbrook. Next change for Nick.
Hey, Molly, this is our stop.
Hurry, dearie. Come on, come on.
Okay.
Car.
Watch it, Molly. Give me your hand.
Watch step, please. Hit the first metal touch. Come to the airport.
My goodness, I'll be so glad to see you get that letter stamped and mailed and get it away.
Yes, sir. I'm closing in on it, Tootsie. Well, hi, Kramer. It's me again.
I'm out of liar, Pruitt.
Fluid I don't need. I come to find it.
Fine. What do you want?
A 3-cent stamp.
What? Oh, for the... here. 3 cents.
Charge it.
Thank you. Anything else I can do for you?
Yeah. One more thing. Stick out your tongue, will you, Kramer?
Oh, McGee, lick it yourself.
Ah, that does it. I finally got this check ready to mail. I told you I could do it.
Quick, to the mailbox, right out here. Hang on to it.
I got it.
Drop the bin.
Ah, there, that's it.
Oh, at last the check is on its way.
Yeah, when I start something, I stay with it, kiddo. I follow through.
My goodness, for all the time this thing took, you could have probably delivered that one in person.
Yeah, I probably could. I never thought of that.
Who did the check go to, anyway?
Kramer's Drugstore. Oh, come on, let's grab a streetcar and get home.
Fibber and Molly return in a moment.
Well, it took a while to do it, dearie, but it's nice to have all our debts paid, huh?
Yeah, but there'll be more. Don't worry. Reminds me of a guy I knew back in Peoria. He always kept his monthly bills hid in the chandelier.
In the chandelier?
Yeah. He finally had to move, though. He couldn't stand having a bunch of bills hanging over his head. Don't you get it, Molly? A bunch of bills.
Ain't funny, McGee. Huh.
Well, I can't keep up this pace all night. Good night.
Good night, all.
From February 2nd, 1952. Although not credited as such, I believe that was Voice Whiz Bill Thompson as the incomprehensible trolley attendant. On the series, Thompson was also both old-timer and Wallace Wimple. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, let's ride into the Wild West with Hopalong Cassidy. Right after this.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where as promised, we now ride into the Wild West with Hopalong Cassidy. This is from February 16th, 1952.
With action and suspense out of the Old West comes the most famous hero of them all, Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd. The ring of the silver spurs heralds the most amazing man ever to ride the prairies of the early West. Hopalong Cassidy, the same Hoppy you cheer in motion pictures, and the same California you've laughed at a million times. Raw courage and quick shooting have built a legend around this famous hero. Hopalong is a name to be feared, respected, and admired. For this great cowboy rides the trails of adventure and excitement. William Boyd as Hopalong Cassidy and Andy Clyde as California. Here's Hoppy now with another new story.
The Women of Windy Ridge, we call this one, and it happened in western Oklahoma in the narrow stretch that lies between Texas and Kansas. We had no real business being there at all since we were on our way to a Kansas roundup. But California had remembered that Liz McCoy lived in a place called Windy Ridge. Liz McCoy, who can make the best beef stew west of Topeka. So in Windy Ridge, we went looking for Liz and her beef stew. But what we found there had nothing to do with food. Before we rode into the little town.
Look here, you. I'm getting sick and tired of this, Wade. They tell me you haven't done a thing yet.
Why don't you let us alone, Steve? You may be mayor of this town, but I'm sheriff of the county.
But you've had 3 hours on this job and you've done nothing. What's the matter?
She's a woman, Steve. It ain't the same with women.
It is when they're killers. I want her taken, Wade. I want her taken now.
Now listen, Steve. Liz has dynamite in that house, and she's promised to use it if we rush her.
What are you doing? Letting her buffalo you?
All right, Steve. Hang around a minute. You'll see how it is. Liz? Can you hear me?
I'll hear you all right, and I'm sick of hearing you.
I'm giving you one last warning, Liz.
And I'm giving you one last warning, Wade. I'm giving you 10 seconds to get back across that street. You and the rest of your posse. If you don't, I'll blow you sky high. This is the last warning, Wade. The next poke that rattles that door gets it.
Well, come on. We'd better get back across the street like she says.
Hey, listen, Wade.
Shut up, Steve. That woman isn't fooling. Here, let's get in this doorway. Getting dark. Maybe after a while she'll fall asleep.
Not Liz McCoy. She never sleeps.
And just the same, we'll wait. She might even decide to give up.
Hey, look, Wade. A couple of waddies stopping in front of Liz's place.
I better warn them.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, let's see what Liz does about it. And a stranger, so it won't matter.
Steve, you've gone crazy.
Wade. You let one yap out of you, and I'll wrap this gun around your head.
You've gone crazy. You've let this reform fight go to your brain. Hey, look, they're knocking on her door. I'm
going to
stop.
You're going to do nothing. That woman's a murderess. And this is going to deliver her into our hands.
Not if it means getting them fellas killed. Hey, get back from that door! Get back before you get...
With California seeking out Liz McCauley, who makes the best beef stew west of Topeka, Hoppy has come to the town of Windy Ridge, Oklahoma. But here, as they're standing knocking at Liz McCoy's door, a warning shout comes from across the street, and a charge of dynamite explodes almost in their faces.
Hoppy! Gong! You all right, Hoppy?
Yeah, I'm all right. But I wouldn't have been if somebody hadn't yelled. Who did that?
I did. Here, we'd better all get back out of the way. No telling what that woman will do next.
Hey, look, Wade. That explosion tangled up the whole front of her house. Maybe it got Liz, too.
And maybe it didn't. We won't take any more chances.
What's this all about? Who are you fellas?
Well, my name's Wade. I'm sheriff here.
That explosion, what?
Liz McCoy did that. She's holed up in there.
And we aim to get her out.
Now, wait a minute. Why is she holed up?
Yeah, and why do you fellas aim to get her out? Liz McCoy happens to be a friend of ours.
And she also happens to be in trouble. The marshal of this place was stabbed to death this afternoon, and it seems that Liz McCoy did it.
Liz McCoy? Sheriff, you just ain't making sense. Liz McCoy wouldn't kill nobody. I've known her for years, and she just ain't that kind.
Well, people change. Anyway, the marshal's body is lying inside her house, and she won't give herself up.
What happens if she gives herself up?
She'll get a trial.
A fair trial?
Sure, it'll be a fair trial. What kind of people do you think we are?
I don't know. But if you're sure she'll have a fair trial, I'm willing to try going in for a talk with her.
Now, hold on now. She's liable to blast your head off if you get anywhere near.
Maybe. But I'll take that chance.
And I'm taking it with you, Hoppy.
Oh, all right. If you want to take the chance, hey, you might try going in from the side, from the top of that porch next door. We'll try and keep her attention out here.
Sounds like a good idea. Come on, California.
Dark in here. Wish there was a moon or something. I can't see a thing.
I can see all right. You don't climb back out that window, I'm going to blow your head off.
Don't shoot, Liz. It's California. California, of course.
And hop along, Cassidy, Liz. We just want to help you.
Why, you two ornery pole cats, what are you doing here?
Liz, you're in trouble. We want to help you.
Hoppy, nobody can help me.
What happened? You didn't kill the marshal, did you?
Oh, I never killed nobody in my life, but that ain't going to help me now.
Well, if you didn't kill him, Liz, give yourself up. Stand trial.
What, and be hanged for something I didn't do? Not me.
Oh, Liz, they don't hang women out here.
That's where you're wrong, California. I've seen a woman hanged. Margie Benjamin over to Pascal's Gulch. The way things are in this town, I don't have a chance. Besides, I ain't gonna let her mock me, sit there while I'm on trial a-grinning at me.
Who are you talking about, Liz?
Why, I'm talking about that Dolly Chester. Her and her fancy feathers. If it wasn't for Dolly Chester, I wouldn't be in this trouble.
Liz, give yourself up and stand trial.
No, not me, Hoppy. I'd rather shoot it out here in my own place and die with my self-respect.
What is it that's wrong, Liz? What's the cause of all this?
Why, they've gone crazy, that's what's wrong. Crazy with reform. And that woman's the cause of it. Now get on out of here, you two, before them others try sneaking in here while I'm talking. And you could tell that sheriff that I've got two shotguns waiting for them as I don't get with the dynamite.
Well, what'd she say?
She doesn't think she'll get a fair trial. What's behind all this, Sheriff? What was the cause of the marshal being killed?
Well, there's a reform movement on in this town, and there's already three men dead because of it. Liz McCoy got into trouble because she wouldn't close her gambling place.
Gambling place? You mean Liz had been running one?
That's right. And when Trainer ordered her to close it, she told him to go soak his head.
Who's Dolly Chester? Liz said something about Dolly Chester being the cause of all the trouble.
I guess you could say she is. It's Dolly Chester that's leading the reform movement. And I can't stand here talking. I've got to do something about getting Liz McCoy out of that house.
Wait a second, Sheriff. Why don't you hold off a while? I've been thinking that if this Dolly Chester guaranteed Liz a fair trial, Liz might give herself up.
Yeah? And who's going to get Dolly Chester to do that? Not me. Or not any other man in this town.
I'll talk to her.
You mean you'll try? Ain't a man in the world ever got anywhere talking to Feathers. And the same will go for you.
Yeah? Where can I find her?
Well, that won't give you no trouble. The biggest and best-looking house in town. And she's the prettiest woman in these parts. And if you think you can handle her, you're plumb loco.
Wait a moment, friend. I'll walk with you. I heard what you said to the sheriff back there about talking Liz McCoy into giving herself up. It made me wonder.
What about?
Why you should want to meddle in things that don't concern you.
Liz McCoy is a friend of mine.
And you think you'll help her by giving her that kind of advice?
How would you help her?
I'm working on that. I'm doing my best to get her out of town.
That would make her seem guilty.
Should also help her to live longer. You must be unaware of the bitterness there is in this town, friend. The reform movement they have going has incited a lot of people to hysteria. The kind of hysteria that breeds lynch mobs.
You speak as a man of education, but I don't know you.
I'm Fergal, a gambler. I run a place called the Blue Emerald.
I see. Well, I appreciate your advice, but I think you're wrong. I've never known anyone to help himself by going on the run.
If Liz McCoy stays in Windy Ridge, she may pay with her life. I know that, and Liz knows it. Liz and I are in the same business, and I always take care of my kind.
Suppose this Dolly Chester is willing to guarantee Liz McCoy a fair trial.
Dolly Chester will guarantee nothing to anyone, and your interference will only confuse things.
It'd take gunplay for you to get Liz from under the nose of that sheriff. He's tough and determined, and he has determined men with him.
Well, you're a man of your own opinions, friend. So I must warn you to stay out of it.
And if I don't?
You may not see the end of this street.
Then I guess I'd better go on my way alone.
Yes, perhaps you had. Good night, friend.
Hey, you there!
Sorry, I'm not stopping.
You better stop.
Why? Aren't you good on moving targets? Stay out of this, whoever you are.
I'm telling you to stop.
Better change your business, stranger. You're in a deadly trade.
And this is one job I'm going to finish.
Barkram! Where is he, Barkram?
I'm here, Fergal. You'd better come and get your gunman. I have business of my own with Dolly Chester.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, I did.
Do you always stare like that?
So that's why they call you Feathers.
Who calls me that?
Oh, several people. Maybe the whole town. Plumes. And never have I seen them so delightfully displayed.
And what else did they tell you?
They told me there wasn't a man in the world who could handle you.
And I suppose you came here because of that. To satisfy yourself as to whether they're right or wrong?
I came here because a friend of mine is in trouble.
Who are you?
The name is Cassidy, but my friends call me Hoppy.
You're a stranger here.
Yes, I sort of get around. But I want to talk about Liz McCoy. I'm going to ask you to help her.
Help her? How?
By assuring her that she'll have a fair trial if she gives herself up.
And why should I do that?
You're a woman.
Yes, I am. Probably more woman than you've ever seen in your life for all of your getting around. And that's just the reason I won't help Liz McCoy. Because the man she killed today was the man I was going to marry.
And that's Act One of Pop Along Cassidy. We'll be right back with more after this short break.
MusicRewind.com brings you American Heartbeat Rock and Roll, a three CD set of 60 of the most popular hits from the first generation of rockers. Enjoy the recordings of the most influential rock and roll artists and singers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, Buddy Holly, Brenda Lee, Jerry Lee Lewis, and many, many more. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to pay the low price of only $19.98. Plus, get reduced shipping by using promo code ROCK77.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down.
Buy American Heartbeat Rock and Roll now and rip it up with the Everly Brothers and do the Honey Bop with Wanda Jackson. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to start rocking your world today. Don't forget promo code ROCK77 for your special savings on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember promo code ROCK77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What is something most deer hunters look at before they ever go hunting? I'll share the answer in just a moment.
Attention, whitetail hunters. Finally, an opportunity to match your bow hunting skills against fellow hunters. Divided into 14 regions, solo and three-person teams compete to harvest the biggest buck in their region. Qualify for the 2020 North American Whitetail Championships in Kansas and a chance to win $50,000. Runs this September through January. Register today at NAWTC.com. NAWTC.com.
Most hunters look at the weather, more specifically the wind direction. Why? The weather can help dictate deer movement. And why so much attention to the wind? To get a deer close, you have to beat his nose. The way you do that is you play the wind and keep the deer upwind of your set so he can't smell you. To learn more about this topic, check us out at Drawn to Wildlife, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to Hopalong Cassidy and the Women of Windy Range on WEN Radio Wise.
Hoppy has been given a couple of hours in which to save the life of Liz McCoy, an old friend of California's. Liz, barricaded in her home, swears she's innocent of the killing of Brent Traynor and won't give herself up unless she is guaranteed a fair trial by Dolly Chester, leader of the town's reform movement against gaming halls. Hoppy has just made the request to Dolly Chester, and the lady has just flatly refused him.
You know what it'll mean, don't you? You're saying no?
I suppose it could mean anything.
It means that Liz McCoy will blow herself up when the sheriff and his men move in, and maybe she'll blow up one or two of the others with her.
I don't see how that concerns me.
You know, the more I talk to you, the more I feel that nothing concerns you except those fancy feathers you're wearing.
Now you're being impudent.
And I suppose that is being disloyal. I suppose nobody even dares to be impudent to the Queen of Windy Ridge. Miss Chester, what you need is a good spanking.
Oh? And do you think you're man enough to give it to me?
Yes, I think I am.
I guess you might be at that. I guess you might. Hoppy, go back to your Liz McCoy. Tell her I guarantee that she'll get a fair trial.
Well, Cassidy, I'm sure relieved. And I'm much obliged to you. I've got that deputy of mine ready to take Liz McCoy over to Reddington. Be safer for her there. Safer for all of us.
Sheriff, how would Fergal figure in this?
I don't know. Blue Emerald's just outside the town limits. It's the only gambling place around that the mayor can't close up.
Has Fergal always been friendly with Liz McCoy?
Liz has always hated his insides, and she's never been backward about telling him.
What about this reform movement? What do you think of it?
Cassidy, this is a raw country. And its people have to blow off steam somehow.
Yeah.
Bottle them up and you breed trouble.
Yeah, you're right there, Sheriff.
Steve Graham was a good mayor until he started off on this campaign. Now he's full of fever, and so are the rest of the folks. And the worst part of it is going to come when those trail herds from Texas start moving through here next week. With this no gambling, no drinking fever, the folks are just waiting for them. You're going to see a bloody time, Cassidy. A bloody time.
Was the gambling harmful?
Oh, not that I ever noticed. Marshall always kept everything under control. Who's that?
I couldn't tell for sure under that lantern out there. But I think it's my partner and the mayor.
Mayor? It can't be.
Well, Wade, I want...
Hey, I thought you and my deputy were taking Liz McCoy over to Reddington.
Not me, Wade. It was bail put up. And Judge Lawson said she could go free until the trial.
Bail? Of all the... Who put it up?
Fergal. He said she was his kind and he was going to help her.
And Liz wants to see you, Hoppy, right away. Over to her house. She said to come even if it was late.
Bail. That rips everything. Come on, Pete. We better start swearing in more deputies. We're going to need them. And Cassidy, if you and your pal are willing, I'll start with you two.
That explosion sure tangled this place up. Seems kind of silly to be knocking on this door.
Hold it a second.
Why?
Didn't you hear that?
What?
I thought I heard voices. Somebody sort of gasped or choked.
And the light just went out. Come on, let's get through these right timbers.
Yeah. Might have been easier if we'd have gone around the back way.
Ain't no back way. House sets into the side of the hill. Hoppy, there's something wrong here. Wish there was more light.
Yeah. Well, at least we're through that stuff.
Yeah. This ought to be the front room. What? Doggone it.
What's the matter?
Went flat in my fool face.
Stay quiet a second. Liz? Liz, are you here?
Like being in a grave.
What's the matter now?
Push my face into cobwebs or something. Hoppy, ain't you got a match? This is getting on my nerves.
I'm way ahead of you. There's a lamp we can light if I can get to it. Uh-oh. Gotta light another match.
Hey, what was that?
Could be more of those boards just falling. And it could be somebody making them fall. There. Now we got the lamp.
Yeah, that's better. Let's see if Liz is in this other room.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be gall-derned. Sitting in a chair fast asleep.
I'm afraid it's going to be a long sleep, California. Take another look. There's a knife buried in her chest.
It's suicide, I tell you. That woman knew she'd be convicted of the marshal's murder, and she killed herself.
I don't agree with you, Mr. Mayor. Liz McCoy wasn't the type of woman to kill herself, whatever kind of problem she might have had.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Anyone can kill themselves, for any reason.
Sure.
And I'm sure that's what our coroner's jury will say about it. And with this over and done with, we'll finish the business of cleaning up this town.
I'd say you've already finished it, and maybe the town as well.
What do you mean by that?
Steve, I think Mr. Cassidy's right. I think it's time to let up on our crusade. You've been getting too upset over it, Steve.
Why, you
closed up all the gambling places in town. Don't you think that's enough?
With four people dead, I think it's more than enough.
Mr. Cassidy.
Yes, Miss Chester.
Could I talk to you?
Mind if I make it a little later? Right now, I'm heading for the county recorder's office.
Time for a short break, but we'll be back with more after this.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots.
We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back to Hopalong Cassidy on When Radio Was.
Look, do you have to go through every paper in the place? Can't that clerk help you?
Shh, quiet. Huh? Clerk's an old man. He doesn't see very well. I'm just about through anyway.
Right, Hoppy. But I sure don't get it.
You will, California, because I think I've come up with the exact reason for all this trouble they've been having in Windy Ridge.
Hello, Cassidy. Don't tell me you're one of the few people around here who can read.
Hello, Fergal. Yes, I can read. It's a habit I picked up when I was quite young.
Thinking of buying some property in the neighborhood?
Not for a few years yet. I still like to get around and see things.
I imagine you see a lot of things, Cassidy. Too many, perhaps.
I notice you're wearing a gun, Fergal. You didn't have it on yesterday.
No, I only strap it on when I feel there's the possibility of personal unpleasantness.
I see.
Of course, I could take it off again, if you were willing to leave town. You might think about that, my friend.
Yeah.
There goes bad medicine, Hoppy. A chunk of ice, and probably chain lightning with a gun.
He wears it as though he's used to it, but we can't worry about that. Not now, anyway.
So you came back, Hoppy.
Didn't you think I would?
I hoped you would. Because I can't seem to get you out of my mind.
Well, that could be a compliment.
It's meant to be.
And coming from a woman as beautiful as you are, well, I'm impressed.
Do you like my house, Hoppy?
I guess it's about the fanciest home I've ever been in. Especially for a town like this.
I chose this town deliberately, Hoppy. I picked it out and came to it when it was just beginning. I decided to make it my town because I wanted to grow with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is growing. We're the county seat now. Soon there'll be a railroad coming here. It's going to be a big town. And I'm going to be the most important woman in it. But a woman doesn't like to go her way alone. Oh, Hoppy, stop twirling your hat. Just look at me.
How about Trainer, the marshal?
Oh, that was never a particularly flaming affair.
At least, not on your part.
That's right.
From what I hear, he had it pretty bad for you, though.
Perhaps that's why I said I'd marry him. I really only wanted to be kind. But with you, Hoppy...
Trainer had it so bad for you that he didn't quite know what to do when he found out you were crooked.
When he found out I was... What on earth are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that you own a half interest in Fergal's gambling hall. I'm talking about how you engineered this so-called reform movement so all the town competition would be wiped out, with Fergal's place the only one left because it's beyond the city limits.
Wherever did you get such a fantastic idea?
From a very factual source, the county recorder's office. You didn't have much time to lose, did you? Most people out here can't read. The recorder's an old man, almost blind. You weren't very likely to be caught. But I guess the marshal caught on, didn't he? But he loved you. So he made the mistake of telling you he knew, and you killed him.
Liz McCoy killed him. He died in her home.
Liz McCoy would have used a gun. She was that kind. The knife was your touch, Dolly. And you did the same thing to Liz, to make it look like a guilty suicide.
Hoppy, in a few years it won't matter. But right now, the town wouldn't like it if it knew about this.
No.
It'd be a shame to have me get in trouble for it, don't you think, Hoppy? Sort of a waste.
Well, you're a very beautiful woman.
And you have a lot on me.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to keep me entirely in your control. Entirely.
Mm-hmm.
How about it, Hoppy?
I'll think about it, Dolly. But in the meantime, I'm going to walk you over to the sheriff's office and turn you in for murder.
You fool! You insolent fool! Fergal!
Come here, Dolly. Don't move, Cassidy. Just keep those hands and that hat away from those holsters.
Not giving me much of a break, are you, Fergal?
I never give anybody a break, Cassidy. It's the way I do business.
If this were stud poker, you'd be high man. But high card showing isn't always the best, is it?
It is this time, Cassidy. Because you don't even get a chance to draw.
Take it easy, Hoppy. This leg's going to lay you up for a while.
How about Dolly Chester?
We got her, Cassidy. And you know something? She's already squawking about getting a fair trial. But how'd you happen to down Fergal when he had the drop on you?
I figured ahead of time that I'd be in the middle, so I had a derringer inside my hat. But it almost wasn't big enough.
Well, you did a great job, Cassidy. The town already has its sense back. And I'm not going to have to worry about them Texas trail riders.
But how did you know, Hoppy? How'd you figure it was Dolly Chester?
Did you ever know Liz McCoy to keep a dirty house, California?
Shucks, no. She was about the cleanest party alive.
Right. So when you were crawling around on her floor last night, I didn't see how you could be pushing your face into cobwebs like you said. But I did figure it could be feathers with Miss Chester wearing them as she sneaked by us in the dark.
She was feathers?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be gall darned. Yes, sir. I'll be gall darned.
And that brings to a close the story of The Women of Windy Ridge. Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd, is transcribed and produced in the West by Walter White, Jr. The Women of Windy Ridge was written by Buckley Angel, with original music under the personal direction of Albert Glasser. All stories are based upon the characters created by Clarence E. Mulford. This is a Commodore production.
Windy Ridge, a Hopalong Cassidy episode from February 16, 1952. I'm Greg Bell, and while lead actor William Boyd grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, he was born much further east, in a decidedly non-western state. I'll identify it, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Through tales of ancient curses and international spies, through mysteries featuring men of title and creatures of the night, Tom Conway gives voice to Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's clever creation, Sherlock Holmes. In Radio Spirit's 8-CD set, cue for murder.
Come along, Watson. Oh, another little bit of local superstition I forgot to mention. They say that the corpses of people who died here of the plague sometimes come to life and wander about the house.
Holmes, I shouldn't talk like that.
And that's Nigel Bruce, of course, giving voice to the steadfast Dr. Watson.
Mr. Holmes, am I mad? Tell me, am I mad? Or am I cursed by some fearful family taint?
All that I can tell you at the moment, Count Romagny, is that the priest was not mistaken when he said the devil has been at work here.
Cue for Murder includes 16 episodes of danger, daring, and deduction, and even brings you a dramatic showdown between Holmes and his notorious nemesis.
Moriarty, for once I intend to take the law into my own hands. I can forgive a criminal, or a forger, a thief, or even a murderer, but a traitor is something else.
Sherlock Holmes Cue for Murder is regularly $31.95. But today, when Radio Was listeners, it's only $19.95. That's more than 35% off. Plus, get free shipping. Get yours at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HOLMES77.
You wouldn't dare. You who have always stood on the side of the law. Have you ever known me to break my word? I assure you, Moriarty, that unless you consent to turn over von Schelling to us, together with any information you have for him, you will be dead by the time I count 10. And I promise you that Watson won't hesitate either.
Yeah, you bet I won't, Holmes.
Take your choice, Moriarty. One.
Order Cue for Murder today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HOLMES77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com.